Associate Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
Campaign marathon, now a sprint.
We're heading to the finish line, and we're asking for your help.
With Democrats hoping a final kick means victory.
Whether we take back the Senate, right on the edge.
Saddam tries to squirm out of the hangman's noose.
I don't think that this is going to be overturned on appeal.
A troubling trip to school.
Too many kids getting hurt on school buses.
And good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Go vote! Get your neighbors and friends to vote.
President Bush on the weekend campaign trail, trying to make sure control of the House and Senate stays in Republican hands.
If the Democrats are so good about being the party of the opposition, let's just keep them in the opposition.
But Democrats, like Connecticut's Chris Dodd, anticipate a different outcome tomorrow.
Democrats are going to take back the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, and we're back on the trail again here.
Polls suggest Democrats will get the 15-seat swing to control the House on Election Day. CBS's Bill Plant says the Senate battle is a real horse race.
Right on the edge in three, maybe four Senate races, and Democrats need six seats to take control. Polls show Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, and Ohio as likely Senate gains for the Democrats. But in Missouri, Virginia, Tennessee, and Montana, it's too close to call.
I'm Bob Fuss in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Three of the closest House races are in Connecticut, which is why Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi was campaigning here. If Democrats take the House, she becomes Speaker. She's trying not to count her chickens before counting the votes, but in an interview says she has thought about what it would mean to be the first woman to hold the nation's third highest elected job.
It would represent breaking not a glass ceiling, a marble ceiling. It would say that if this is possible, anything is possible.
And she says as a Democrat and a woman, she would try to bring more civility to Congress.
I'm Barry Bagnato, CBS News. A critical battle in the abortion war is being waged in South Dakota, where voters are deciding whether to ban nearly all abortions, even for rape and incest victims.
This is a state that is not known for being particularly pro-choice,
concedes Nancy Keenan, head of the abortion rights group, NARAL. The ban is designed to eventually force the Supreme Court to reconsider Roe versus Wade, a big gamble, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen believes.
The whole effort, then, is based upon the justices in Washington agreeing to hear and then decide the case.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington.
I'm just sliding the card in.
Elections officials are double-checking their procedures ahead of the big vote. Many areas will use touchscreens and other e-voting for the first time. League of Women Voters President Mary Wilson says memories of hanging chads drove many changes.
We certainly, since the 2000 election, are seeing many more issues.
The League and other groups are lobbying for paper proof to reassure voters that their ballots will be counted. Now from Baghdad, CBS's Cammie McCormick reports some of the longest-distance voters are on duty in Iraq.
Some soldiers here in Baghdad say they're doing more research on candidates and don't believe either party has all the answers.
It just depends on the candidate and how they feel about the situations. I'm a Democrat, but I vote for, you know, for the person, not for the party.
Specialist Judson Palmer of Kansas City says he's doing his research on the internet between missions. He's looking for a candidate who believes in what U.S. troops are doing here, but at the same time is also looking ahead and planning their withdrawal.
A U.S. helicopter crashed north of Baghdad today, killing two soldiers, and three Americans died in combat in Anbar province. 18 U.S. troops have died in Iraq so far this month. Historic moment yesterday in Iraq with Saddam Hussein's conviction and death sentence, sparking celebrations in Shiite neighborhoods, and anger and protest in Sunni regions like Saddam's hometown Tikrit. Case Western Reserve University Law Professor Michael Scharf doubts appealing the case will save Saddam.
My guess is that at the end of the appeals process in March or April, that the death penalty will be implemented.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 768 local news update now. 25,000 people voting early in the city and county of Denver.
The only other time that it was higher for early voting was the 2004 presidential, when more than 37,000 people voted early. So this is actually the
second highest total since Denver started doing early voting back in 1994.
The Denver Election Commission's Alton Dillard. The number represents about 9% of all registered voters. Dillard says just under 72,000 people requested absentee ballots. So far, just over half have been returned. Less than 24 hours after being fired from his church, the Reverend Ted Haggard confessed to a repulsive and dark past, as he called it, in a statement read yesterday by a member of the New Life Church Overseer Board in Colorado Springs. Haggard apologized for the hurt he caused.
I'm sorry for the disappointment, the betrayal, and the hurt. I'm sorry for the horrible example I've set for you.
Haggard did not specifically address the allegations that he paid a man for sex and used drugs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Well, we're starting out the week with a couple of early morning problems. Got a major jam right now, southbound 25, between Highway 36 and I-70, a three-car wreck. Actually, one of those vehicles blocking the left lane. A hot tub fell off a truck. Car hit it, and it broke up all over the roadway. So right now, we've got a major hazard there. You're going to need to drive with caution, and we've got major backup forming behind this. Minor issue in the cleanup, northbound 25 off-ramp to Downing. Otherwise, we look good on all of our other highways around the metro. Security wait time at DIA.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I don't know whether to be exhausted, excited, or what to be. Mary and I spent Friday night in Fort Collins. There was a big rally for Angie Piccioni, and Congresswoman Diana DeGette was there. Congresswoman Barbara Lee from California, and also Congresswoman Diane Watson, who is also from California. And I'm trying to think if there was another congresswoman there that I just have left her name out. Anyway, it was really, really a good time. And it was exciting. And they had a barbecue going at Angie's headquarters. And people were just in a get-out-the-vote, let's-go-do-it mood. And it was really wonderful. And it was really wonderful to be a part of it. I thank Gary and all the folks with the Piccioni campaign for asking Mary and I to come up there. Then on Sunday, actually Saturday night, I got a last-minute call from Gary and the folks with the Angie Piccioni campaign saying, can you come to Greeley to MC the big rally that we're going to have here, where we're going to have Bill Ritter, the next governor of the state of Colorado, Barbara O'Brien, the next lieutenant governor, and a whole host of others, including Senator Ken Salazar, Congressman Mark Udall. Gee, I don't want to leave anybody out. There were just so many people there. Pat Walk from the Democratic Party. There was Fern O'Brien, I believe, was there, who we're going to talk to this morning. She's the candidate for attorney general. Kara DeGette was there, Kennedy was there, who is the candidate for Colorado State Treasurer, and we'll talk to her this morning. She was there, and it was huge, and the place was packed to the rafters. And really an exciting time. Just a good time to feel like, hey, we're really going to do something. We're really going to make something happen. And really, just really enjoyed the whole experience. And I love the 4th Congressional District, even though I don't live there. Mary and I love it up there and had a great time. So thank you, everybody up there. Does our signal get up there at this time of the morning? Yeah, I think it does. Thanks to everybody up there this morning who's up and listening. Thanks for coming out, and thanks for all the nice words. Now the key word, or the key phrase, I guess it is now, over the next 24 to 48 hours, and you'll hear me say this often this morning, is we have to get out the vote. I mean, this is the most key thing going. We have got to get out the vote. We have got to get our friends, our neighbors, people you know, you got to get them to the polls. If you have any spare time today or any spare time tomorrow, please go to your congressional candidate's headquarters, be it Bill Winter or Ed Perlmutter or Angie Piccioni or Jay Fawcett or John Salazar or anybody or any candidate running, whether it's Ken Gordon, Bill Ritter, whoever it is, Fern O'Brien, whoever it is, go work the phone banks. Help them get the vote out, because mobilizing the ground game and having people on the ground to get this stuff done is the most critical thing going. And we have to do it. And I kept reminding people yesterday up in Greeley that this is just critical that we get this done, and that I'd keep saying it over and over and over again, because we really have a historic chance to turn the country around. But the thing is, without all of us getting out and doing something about it, it's not going to happen. So you got to go talk to people. And occasionally I get these emails from people. And I got one on Friday. I believe he sent it to me on Friday. It came from an AOL address, and he blocked it so I could not reply. And it said, "The United States is drifting into fascism. Have fun with your little election." And I tried to reply back to him. And I tried to say, "So what are you telling me? You're just going to sit and you're not going to do anything? Even though you in your heart of hearts believe that the direction of the country is wrong, that you're going to sit back and you're not going to participate and you're just going to complain." How does that make things any better? How does constantly complaining and taking no action make things any better? When we've got candidates running in this state who have optimistic visions on how to make things better here. Bill Ritter. I mean, I just go through the entire list. Just go through the entire list. So all I'm going to do here today is remind you on an on and off basis that we got to get the vote out and that you got to get out and vote. We'll have complete election night coverage here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk and I will stay up late on Tuesday night and then be back on Wednesday morning to do our thing. And what else? What else do I need to get in here in the early part of the show? I'll be off on Friday. I will not be here. A lot of people have sent me email. A lot of people have come up and asked me what's going on with my gastric bypass surgery. Well, I had to go through a bunch of tests for that, and in the process, they think they have found an artery in my heart that is about 80% blocked. So they're going to go in and look at it, and if it is, they're going to clear it and set up a stent, and that's going to happen on Friday. So I won't be here on Friday, which also makes me feel bad because I don't think I'm going to be making the Operation Freebird thing for Rockies on Saturday either. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. I want to talk about Ted Haggard a little bit. I want to get into that, and I want to get into voter apathy and a whole lot more. 303.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
I-76, as you make that merge onto I-25 and hit the jam, getting to downtown. I-70 itself looks pretty good, no problems. At least no major winds cutting across the city. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65, currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sam's gives you fantastic cuts, colors, styles, and textures. You never need an appointment, and with over 60 Front Range locations, they're conveniently located for you. For your holiday hair care needs, think Fantastic Sam's.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
Oh, I'm just sitting here looking at the clock like an idiot. 19 minutes after 6. Hey, you don't think about it. You don't plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. And with years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. Mike is a wonderful guy. He and Scott are just great people, and they're trial lawyers, and they're proud of it. And they're Progressive trial lawyers, too, who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
The professionals at Medical Billing Office in Aurora remind everyone that America's greatest resource is her youth. Parents, kids are exposed to many dangers. Know the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse and tell your children early. Get the facts. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, a loving home is the key to a safer and drug-free community. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Medical Billing Office at 10730 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. Call Medical Billing Office at 303-337-7729. Teaching seminars are available for doctors and their staff.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 6. High today, 64. Intermittent clouds. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. We did not really get into the Ted Haggard story on Friday. And maybe we didn't get into it on Friday as much as we should have gotten into it. But I felt funny on Friday getting into it because I didn't know and had no way of knowing whether Ted Haggard's accuser was absolutely and completely telling the truth, or whether he wasn't telling the truth. There's always this little light that goes off in my head that says, be careful, lawsuit. I have never, ever, ever, ever been sued. Never even come close. But I really wasn't going to, I just wasn't going to get into it on Friday because I didn't know what was going on. Now we do know that Ted Haggard has been fired, that he has admitted doing wrong. As a matter of fact, do we have that letter that he wrote? Let's play it for a second here.
I'm sorry for the disappointment, the betrayal, and the hurt. I'm sorry for the horrible example I've set for you. I have an overwhelming, all-consuming sadness in my heart for the pain that you and I and my family have experienced over the past few days. I'm so sorry for the circumstances that have caused shame and embarrassment to all of you.
All right. Yeah, he was outspoken against Referenda I. Yeah, he was outspoken about 43. Yeah, he was outspoken about quote-unquote homosexual sin. Yes, he used to have teleconferences with the White House. All of those things. All of those things. Will it have a major impact on the election? I don't know. Will evangelicals stay home? Don't have any clue. Here's how I saw it on Friday, and I still see it this way today. I really do. Two things. One, whether you agree with Ted Haggard's politics or you disagree with his politics, whether you agree with his social stance or you disagree with his social stance, he started this church out of the basement of his home. It's got 14,000 people who attend. And he rose to the highest heights in that world. Head of evangelicals. It's sad that a guy with that much talent, whether you agree with him or not, it's sad that a guy with that much talent can't really be who he is. I think that's one of the biggest lessons out of all of this. Is that you're denied the ability to be who you are. The other lesson, which I talked about on Friday, and I think this is so critically, critically true. And I know we don't have a lot of evangelicals listening to this radio station. And from my reading of things, most of the Christian talk stations stayed off of this topic over the weekend. But you know, evangelicals need to wake up. And they need to wake up to the fact that they're getting, one, used by the White House and by the GOP. Because legislatively, they've gotten very little in return. They might be able to point to judges, and they might be able to point to stem cell. That may be it. But they've gotten very little in return. And the other thing is, they should ask themselves and question themselves about their leaders and about what the true purpose of religion really is and what the true purpose of being a Christian really is. Now, I'm not going to get on here and pretend that I know what the true purpose of all of this is, but I would assume that the true purpose is to try, when given the chance, to save souls for Jesus. Isn't that what Christians are supposed to do? And have evangelicals, have they lost that mission by getting involved in putting people in power, by getting involved in the social engineering through the government, and by getting involved in cultural wedge war issues, which, if anything, drive more people off than it attracts. And David Quo brought it up, and I think he's right, and he said it on this show. Maybe it's time for those of you in the evangelical community to take a little fast from politics and to step back and to consider what the church's role ought to be in America. So there's a big part of me. You know, in the old days, I would have pointed my finger at somebody like Ted Haggard, and I would have said, ha ha, there's another one. You're all hypocrites. Ha ha, gotcha. But for some reason, I just have this feeling of sorrow for you that you have to go through this. And that there's some kind of lesson being shown to you. There's some kind of lesson out there that says, hey, you're headed in the wrong direction. And that these people are interested in power, that they are interested in their own well-being and your well-being second, and that politically, they use you every single election. Just like the one coming up tomorrow. They count on you to be out there and to get those votes out and to man those phones and to do all that work. And then when they go to Washington, D.C., except for paying lip service to you occasionally, they basically forget about you. All right. You want to talk about the Ted Haggard situation? Let's go. 303-713-7600. I got three lines open, and we'll get into it. And now that all of this has come out, your feelings about it, and do you think that it will affect the election? And the idea that here's this guy who, you know, basically could never, you've got to give him credit. I mean, he's talented, but who could never really ever be who he really was because of the situation he was stuck in. And isn't that sad? All right, we'll talk about it coming up. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic with Gina.
Hey, Jay. Well, southbound 25, still going to be a tough drive for a little while longer. They got the hot tub debris, the resulting crash out of traffic lanes, but we still got some major jam up there. It's also affecting your eastbound lanes of Highway 36 and westbound I-76, so you want to give yourself extra time if you're headed that direction or making your way toward downtown. Westbound E-470 near Parker Road, we also have a car that went into a ditch, so expect some rescue activity and curiosity slowing. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for the best happy hour on the Front Range? Check out your neighborhood CP and Pop's 250 or 250 off daily happy hour specials featuring...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
The level of personalized comfort that just isn't possible on an innerspring or foam mattress. And take it from us, we've had both. The secret is air. Dual air chamber technology allows the bed to be personalized to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need just by getting your sleep number. My sleep number is usually between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85. And with this level of control, each side of the bed can be personalized for each of you. Listen to what Sleep Number bed owner Kristen says. She said, for years, my husband and I have disagreed about the firmness or softness of the mattress. Now we can decide what we want individually without making the other sacrifice their comfort, not to mention the fact that I no longer wake up with a stiff back, which with a regular conventional mattress, that was just a common occurrence. I love my Sleep Number bed, and I know each night I'm sleeping in a bed that is made just for me. It's the best mattress in the world, the best mattress that I've ever owned. Sleep Number beds come with a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty. Discover your Sleep Number. It's so easy. Just visit one of the Select Comfort stores and experience a new and better way to shop for a mattress. You can find your Sleep Number and see exactly how the Sleep Number bed is the answer for years of deep sleep. Start sleeping better with a Select Comfort Veterans Day sale, because now through Sunday, November the 12th, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payments for 1 year on all bed sets. See your local Select Comfort store for complete details. And we've got stores all over the place. As a matter of fact, there are stores located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centerra, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
What's on your holiday menu? Looking for some fresh ideas? Let Sam's Club give you a little food for thought. You'll find all the holiday basics at Sam's Club Savings during the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th. We'll be cooking delicious samples from appetizers to desserts to give your holiday meals extra flair without the extra cost. We'll help make this holiday all about indulging your taste. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
So there's this big bowl of leftover Halloween candy. All that temptation and you with a big bowl of goodies. Well, here's a horrifying thought. You and that candy bowl are kind of like our state legislators and lobbyists. At the state capitol, the lobbyists present legislators with a big bowl of goodies better than candy. Sports tickets, handheld computers, exotic trips. Who can resist the temptation? Vote yes on Amendment 41. No more special treats, no more trips, no more handouts. think lobbyists get upset when we try to take away their candy? You bet. That's why they'll stretch the truth and make up scary tales to protect their little racket. The Denver Post dismissed the lobbyist claims as theatrical and called Amendment 41 a blueprint for ethics. The Denver Post and other leading newspapers have endorsed Amendment 41. Vote yes on 41 so we can empty that bowl of treats by banning gifts from lobbyists. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com.
Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's 635, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 64. Intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin on Get Out the Vote Day. You got to get your friends to the polls. We got to go to the polls. We got to vote. And we're talking about Ted Haggard and what went on. Let me go to the phones, and we'll go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy Monday and everything.
Hey, happy vote day, man. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about Ted Haggard. I totally agree. I think it is so sad that that poor guy, he's locked in a scene where that evangelical thing, that evangelical Christianity doesn't accept any kind of good Christian who happens to be gay in that community. He's got to spend all of his life keeping this thing below decks. Can you imagine the enormous energy and everything that he went through all of his life to try to sustain? You know, he's got, and he keeps clubbing himself over the head. You know, he's a sinner and the darkest parts of his heart and all this biblical language in the way he's castigating himself. You know, I feel so sad. It's just like, Ted, if you're out there listening this morning, which you're, I don't know if you are. But
no, probably not to this radio station.
But set yourself free, man. It's like, you know, the rules of the club that you belong to are the wrong club. Just step out of that club and be a good Christian, but in another scene where, you know, people accept a gay person. Just admit it, you know, say you're sorry and move on. I just feel so bad for him, Jay.
I feel bad for the idea that there are people out there who get stuck in these situations. I'm not saying that what he did was right. I'm not saying that the whole methamphetamine thing was right. I'm not saying that pulling this on his wife was right. If I had pulled this on Mary, she'd kick my fat half moons out of the house.
Right.
But I'm not talking about all of that. But I'm talking about the idea that I wish people, evangelicals, everybody, would get the idea here about what it's like to have to live this kind of double, kind of secretive kind of life. It's just, it's horrid.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know. And I think ironically, he might serve as a great example for, you know, however this thing turns out. What a good example of, a Christian who finds himself put into that kind of dichotomy and well, whatever. I wish him well, because he apparently he's a good guy. He just, you know, got off on the wrong foot in this whole other direction. I just wish the evangelical community would just wake up and, you know, realize the life is larger than the rules of the club that you got going. So that's it. That's all I had to say, Jay.
All right, Larry. Thanks, man.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, on one hand, I view those people as being my enemy. I view evangelicals in a lot of ways as being my enemy because they're pushing for a kind of United States that I don't particularly want. No, not that I don't particularly want. They're pushing for a kind of United States that I don't want and I don't care for. But on the other hand, it seems to me that everybody can walk away with some kind of a lesson over this this whole thing. Marshall, Arvada, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
To be a Christian means to be a follower of Christ. And I find it hard to believe that if Jesus Christ was to come back down to earth at this very moment, that the issues that the religious right pushes would be Jesus' issues. That those would be the ones that he'd be like, oh, stop, you know, what's going on here? And, you know, speaking specifically to the evangelicals, is if homosexuality was such an issue to God, why did he not have his only begotten son on that issue when he was down here on earth? And that's why I keep going back to the fact this is all about power. This is all about, dividing people up into, neat little segments so that people like James Dobson can gain power. And, honestly, even Ted Haggard, so that he can gain power. Because I understand that he, built this church by himself and, 14,000 members or whatever. But ultimately, at some point, he stopped following Jesus Christ and instead decided that, gaining more power and gaining that extra, 1,000 members or whatever was more important than doing what the Lord commanded.
Yeah. Well, you and I are on the same page here. I mean, we really are on the same page. It is about power. It's about power, and it's about the evangelical right. It's about them getting used. Not only getting used by their leaders, but getting used by the GOP.
Well, but I take it a step further, and this is what bothers me, is that they've perverted my faith. They have taken things that aren't there and tried to use them to divide people for power. And, just on a theological standpoint, I don't understand how, Jesus never preached about homosexuality. Never. He never preached about it. Nowhere in the Gospels is it mentioned. And I don't understand how all of a sudden that issue gets first billing instead of all the other issues that Jesus talks about. And, even along the lines of treating others the way you would like to be treated. Jesus talks about that numerous times, even when addressing sinners. And why have they not applied that? It seems like we have more compassion toward Ted Haggard than they ever show toward other people that, that they might, deem as someone that's not following the, the law.
Yeah, but I don't find that to be an unattractive quality, to have compassion towards other human beings that are in trouble. I find it to be a really unattractive quality that when somebody is struggling morally or is struggling spiritually or struggling mentally and is having a problem, that what you get is from them is a swift slap across the face, or you get knocked in the head with the New Testament. Rather than somebody, and I'm not saying all evangelicals do this, but rather than having somebody sit down and try to help you through your times and your problems, and there's such a big wide gap here of understanding of this whole central question of gays and lesbians, and you get into these debates, and you've heard me have them on the radio about, well, are you born that way, or do you choose to be that way? And you get into all of this nuance of all of this stuff. But come on, there's got to be, I mean, we've all been this way. We've all sat there, whether it's politics, social issues, religion, whatever it is you want to bring up, we've all sat there and said, it must just be me. I'm by myself. I'm alone. It must just be me. And then you find out when there's other people in the world like you, you feel totally and completely different. You don't feel so isolated. It's just such a mess. I mean, didn't Jesus, isn't religion supposed to administer to the poor and to the downtrodden?
Well, ultimately, the Bible and Jesus is a guide to life. It's a guide on how to, be successful and how to treat others and enjoy all of life's, opportunities and all of life's enjoyment. I don't understand how demonizing other people accomplishes that goal. And I don't understand how that glorifies Jesus Christ. And that's what I see a lot from the religious right. It's not acceptance, it's not compassion, it's demonizing others. And that's wrong.
Yeah, and I see that a lot from the right wing, too. And I move back and forth as to whether we ought to be playing that game. And I used to be the king of playing that game, and I don't do it anymore. And
we're not doing it now. We're not demonizing Ted Haggard. We're showing him more compassion than his you know, from the religious right to Dop Tonight's down in Colorado Springs would ever show any of us.
All right, well, do you think that's right or wrong, quickly?
I think it's right to be compassionate to others. I think that's what Jesus would want.
I think you're right, Marshall. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think that's something to consider. I think it's something to consider that we're sitting here on a progressive radio station at 6:44 in the morning, and we're having a discussion about this guy, and we're having a discussion about how sad all of this is. And Marshall's right. If it were one of us, would they be that compassionate towards us? Would they be able to sit down with us on a civil basis and discuss something like this? Or would we just get slogans and condemnations? One line open at 303-713-7600. And there are probably, I see callers up on the board here who do not agree with me, who say don't feel bad for them, and we'll...
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
Mississippi, right at 225 in Aurora, we have lots of surface street problems. This morning in Westminster had a water tank break causing flooding in that residential neighborhood near Lowell and West 80th, so you want to avoid the area completely. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professionalism and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for work.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans benefits, healthcare funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Liberal.
Right-winger.
Big spender.
Gun nut.
You voted for...
I did not!
Tired of mudslinging politicians? Tired of their lies? Then vote on Amendment 38, the Petition Rights Amendment. No petition ever lied to us. Petitions propose reforms to make things better. We can't stop those attack ads, but we can vote on ballot issues. Don't go negative with politicians. Be positive for petitions. Please vote on Amendment 38, the Petition Rights Amendment.
Paid by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
One simple ballot issue is the Petition Rights Amendment. Petitions let us vote.
Amendment 38
protects our right to vote on ballot issues. Politicians are not enough. We need petitions as our voice in government.
Amendment 38
makes the process fair. Special interests fear petitions that reform government and clean up politics. They fear voters. Please vote on
Amendment 38.
The Petition Rights Amendment.
Paid by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 29 minutes past the hour. High today is 64. Intermittent clouds. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Get out the vote. Get involved. Make sure your friends go to the polls. Make sure that you go to the polls. Make sure that you support your candidates. And I could go down a whole list of them right now. Go Bill Ritter. Go Angie Piccioni. Go Bill Winter. Go Ed Perlmutter. Go Jay Fawcett. Go Joe Rice. Go Molly Cullum. Go Barbara O'Brien. Go all of them. Yeah. All right, we're talking about the Ted Haggard situation. Here's Dana, who says I shouldn't feel sorry for him in Fort Collins, one of my favorite places. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
Well, you know, I love you, Jay, but I hate to pop your bubble this morning. I think you're being way too generous with this clown. He is the king of hypocrites. Not only was he just, oh, I don't like gay people. He was at the front of the line. He was the king of gay bashing. He was trying to put them as second-class citizens. He was trying to prevent them from getting rights that they equally deserve. He was the leader of the anti-gay movement, okay? And in the closet, he is so sexually repressed. This is the real issue, Jay. Time after time after time after time. This is not the first incident. Time after time, these guys that are at the front of the line, Mark Foley, anti-gay legislation, anti-this, anti-that, let's bash the gays. Why are they always the leader? Why are they always in the front of the line trying to put gay people down when secretly they're in the closet? Why, if you, how can they even live with themselves, first of all?
Because how
in the world are they at the front of the line for this? Why would they be there? If you were a closeted gay and you didn't want to tell anybody, okay, just sit in the back and say, whatever. Why are they saying, I don't like gay people, but yet why are they at the front of the line leading legislation and activism and trying to get other people to come to their anti-gay stance? It's because they're so sexually repressed they can't deal with themselves in a healthy manner. It's the priest and the little boys. It's all of it. And it's always the leaders, the head of the legislation. It's over and over and over again. A couple years ago, I did it with a donkey guy. It's all of them. It's over and over and over again. Don't feel sorry for Ted Haggard because he chose to put himself at the head of the evangelical movement. He didn't just fall there by accident. He chose to put himself in that position. He went out of his way to be there and to lead a whole congregation that way. He chose to put himself there. Don't feel sorry. Feel sorry for his wife and his poor children. They're humiliated. Their lives are shredded. But don't feel sorry for Ted Haggard.
Well, I feel sorry for all of them because while everything you say is absolutely 100% true, and I'm not gonna dispute anything you're saying, I also just have this feeling that evangelicals need really that it's sad that they need to wake up. They need to see that their leadership, that their political party, is using them.
Oh, they're definitely getting used.
You know, day in and day out. For political and power gain.
That's true.
It's also sad that you have a guy like this who obviously has talent, who obviously has...
Well, he's got some kind of talent.
Well, he's got the ability to be able to do good, positive things. We disagree with him politically, and we disagree with him socially. And yet, look at the situation he's in. And you would think that all of those concerned that are involved in this would walk away with some kind of lesson about it.
Well, the lesson is stop being a hypocrite. The lesson is it's people exactly like him that we have an environment today that is so anti-gay. It's people like him that are responsible for that nasty, anti-gay, you don't have the same rights I do environment in the first place. is his responsibility. It's exactly people like him that we have such a nasty environment for these people in the first place, Jay. Because they're anti-crusading out as much as they can in the front of the line against them. It's people like him that have made that environment to begin with, that make it so hostile for gay people.
Well, I'd like to ask him, have you always been this way, or at some point in your life did you choose to be this way?
Well, you know what, Jay, they are born that way. I know that as sure as
I think we all know that.
It's not a choice. You're born that way. The choice that he had was to deal with it in a healthy manner and accept himself for who he was and be happy and be proud of it, or to go in the closet and pretend that he's something that he's not. Mr. Happy Married, I have 5 children, and I hate gay people. What is that? That's pathetic. But I don't feel
but
sorry
you, you
for
know,
him.
You, there's,
he chose
there's
no,
there's
to put no, himself there, in that position.
But there's not a part of you at all that doesn't feel
no.
sorry or
no,
the whole tragic?
No, no. I laughed, Jay. I laughed till my belly hurt. Because it's funny because it shows what a group, all of them, fully, all of them. There's so many I can't count. There's so many through the years I can't even count them. I can't even keep track of all of them, but it's over and over and over and over again. And you know what? They're always Republicans. All of them. And what they said, they're not just happy to be a quiet, you know, oh, I don't like gay people. No, they've got the megaphone. They're at the front of the line, and they want to convert everybody else. They're at the front of the line making legislation in our government, for God's sake.
Where they shouldn't be.
That's the king of hypocrites.
I mean, you know, on that point, I agree 100%.
They're the king of hypocrites. It's not just, oh, I'm quiet in the back and I don't like gay people, even though I am one, which I don't get. But no, they have got to put themselves at the front of the line and bash and do everything they can to turn society and the environment and people hostile against gay people and to take away the rights that they deserve. And that is wrong. They
I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but
except that we should feel sorry for him.
Well, but there's a part of me that does. There's a part of me that feels sorry for his
nice,
family,
Jay.
His kids. Maybe I should just get out of the business because I don't have the streak anymore to be like the old Jay Marvin. Get off the phone, you brainstem type person.
I haven't heard that brainstem for a long time. I want to hear that, Jay.
But, you know, because maybe I'm a brainstem because I look at this guy and say.
Uh-uh.
The whole thing is just so tragically, evangelicals. Okay, bottom line, evangelicals.
Have been used.
Wake up, you're getting used.
Oh, you're
wake
right.
Wake up, you're getting used. And Ted,
right.
Ted, get yourself well. Dana,
and
I love you. I gotta go.
King of the users.
I love you.
Thank you, Jay. I love you too. Even though you're just too sappy and too generous today, bud.
Go, Angie.
All right, go, Andy.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we'll take more calls on this coming up after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and maybe I just am too easy. You know? I've been talking to Mary about giving this up. Maybe I should.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth 1, saving on a hotel can be quite complicated.
Rubbish! You can save $50 on a hotel anywhere, anytime.
Myth 2, always obey do not disturb signs.
Absurd! Everyone knows they're just a cry for attention.
Don't do it.
I don't speak mumble.
Save $50 on a 2-night hotel stay when you book with your MasterCard card at qualifying hotels. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Restrictions apply. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Great deal more than a single-issue candidate. He is a rare fiscal conservative, an advocate for human rights around the globe, and a tax hawk. That's Tom Tancredo. And what about his opponent? Well, he's a liberal lawyer who apparently believes that desperation is an excuse for despicable behavior and has views that the Rocky Mountain News says frankly don't appear terribly well-informed. Tom Tancredo, endorsed by the Post and the News, the National Vietnam and Gulf War Veterans Coalition, Citizens Against Government Waste, and the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Tom Tancredo, our best choice for Congress.
I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The simple act of getting on a school bus could be hazardous to your child's health. Live to CBS's Jim Shenavy. How so, Jim?
Bus-related accidents, Frank. 17,000 kids are hurt each year.
There were more than three times the number of children injured on school buses than previously reported.
Gary Smith of the Center for Injury Research in Columbus, Ohio, he says that they're now looking at all injuries, not just crash-related. Things like slips and falls, kids getting hurt roughhousing with each other. Smith is a big advocate of seatbelts.
If there's a crash, if that child's not appropriately restrained, they will fly through the air and be injured.
Reporting live, Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
24 hours from now, Americans will be going to the polls to vote in an election that could rearrange the country's political landscape. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. First, Peter, where do things stand?
Okay, Frank, well, some new polls show that Republicans are gaining ground after trailing through much of the campaign. Most surveys still point to the Democrats winning control of the House, while the Senate is, frankly, a bigger question mark.
Now, what do the Democrats have to do to win?
They simply have to get their people and independents to the polls. After weeks of headlines giving the Dems the lead, campaigns have to worry now that complacent followers will assume victory and stay home.
And how can the Republicans avoid a political disaster?
Well, of course, they also have to motivate their core supporters to show up. That's why President Bush has been out there campaigning in mostly rural, traditional Republican areas, Frank. For both sides, it all comes down to voter turnout.
Key issues.
Well, of course, the biggest issue is the Iraq War. While many Republicans say those congressional races will come down to local issues, the president himself has repeatedly framed it as a choice on the future direction in Iraq.
Peter Mayer in Washington. In Iraq, officials say a curfew imposed just before the verdict and death sentence for Saddam Hussein will be lifted tomorrow.
I'm Laura Logan in Baghdad, where a very heavy curfew is still in place. It's turned the Iraqi capital into a ghost town. Businesses are closed, government departments shut down. There are no pedestrians or even vehicles on the streets here. Everything has been banned, the idea being to try and contain the reaction to the guilty verdict in Saddam Hussein's trial.
Five more Americans have been killed in Iraq over the past 24 hours or so. He didn't go into the gory details, but disgraced evangelist Ted Haggard did send his former congregation in Colorado Springs a letter admitting to sexually immoral conduct. Haggard asked churchgoers to forgive him, and most said they would.
It's heartbreaking that this is happening, but thank God truth is coming out, and I mean, when truth comes out, only good can come of it.
Haggard was forced to resign after a male prostitute claimed the two shared drugs and sex. Head lice? Nasty. Hard to get rid of. Now, University of Utah professor Dale Clayton's come up with a solution. A machine that works like a hairdryer.
It dries out head lice and their eggs very quickly, killing the infestation in one treatment.
S&P futures are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours, UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us, member SIPC.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. An emotional apology to members of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs and the Reverend Ted Haggard. Haggard wasn't there yesterday, so it was read by the church overseer, Larry Stockstill.
The fact is, I am guilty of sexual immorality.
And I take responsibility for the entire problem. I am a deceiver and a liar. There is a part of my life that is so repulsive and dark that I've been warring against it all of my adult life.
Haggard's been removed as head of the New Life Church and resigned as president of the National Association of Evangelicals after Mike Jones accused him of paying him for sex and using drugs. Those two college students arrested for breaking into the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium hours before the game against the Denver Broncos may be in some serious trouble. Authorities say they found indications of explosives inside the vehicle that they actually drove to the stadium. Broncos won yesterday, by the way, 31-20 over Pittsburgh. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, for the most part, normal rush hour delays. Southbound 25 still stop and go from I-70 back into Thornton, North Glen. That wreck and debris finally out of the way, but traffic definitely affected. Rolling backups on westbound I-76 and eastbound 36 approaching the merge. Getting very busy now on the eastbound lanes of 270 across Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65. Currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers, right store, right price.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
From time to time, the dirt that I thought was gone would resurface. And I would find myself thinking thoughts and experiencing desires that were contrary to everything I believe and teach.
I could be wrong.
Here's the Reverend Ted Haggard. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 64. Inadvertent, that's intermittent, not inadvertent. Intermittent clouds. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you on this Monday morning. Don't forget to get out the vote. Get involved. Get involved with the campaign of your choice, candidates or referendums. They all need help, and they all need help to get out the vote, and they all need help with last-minute phone banking. The Adams County Democrats could use a lot of help, and if you want to help out, you live in Adams County, get in touch with the Adams County Democrats, give them a call, and they would love to hear from you. So get out there and help the Adams County Democrats, because they could use some help. And, of course, Marilyn Musgrave's folks fear you getting involved up there in the 4th Congressional District. So get out there and help Angie Piccioni. Get out there and help Bill Winter in the 5th. Get out there and help Ed Perlmutter in the 7th. Get out there and help Jay Fawcett down there in the Springs. Get out there and get involved, whether it's House candidates, whatever it is, the Secretary of State, whatever the case may be, Treasurer, State Treasurer, get involved. And make sure you get your friends to the polls. Tomorrow is crucial. We need the turnout, and I'm going to be reminding you about that all morning long. All right, back to the Ted Haggard story, and let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM 760. Oh, did it do it again? Yep. Jane, call back. You know, man, can I get this thing fixed, or is that like an impossibility to wish to get that fixed? All right, here's David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, I think I've got a confession to make.
Okay.
Okay. I've been listening to the last callers and everything, and, you know, I called in originally thinking, you know what, I really do not feel sorry for this person, but for Haggard. But the reality is I do. And let me tell you why. You know, because any time, and as a Catholic, as a practicing Catholic, any time that a person commits a sin, and any time that a person has the courage to get into to seek reconciliation for that sin, I don't think the reaction necessarily is feeling sorry, but is to embrace the sinner. But I would hardly find myself in a position where I would be embracing somebody like this. The reality is, and then the other part of my confession, if you will, is that this evangelical movement makes me mad. It makes me mad as a Catholic, as a practicing, and I dare say devout Catholic. Devout conjures up images of like St. Francis of Assisi to me, and that's not me, but as a devout Catholic, I don't believe that this Christian evangelical movement speaks for me as a Catholic at all. And so whenever I hear some platform, whether it be gays, whether it be political leanings from this evangelical movement, I tune out. I tune out because this evangelical movement doesn't get it. Clearly it doesn't get it. You got people that are up there in the pulpit telling you how to vote. You got people on the pulpit assuming positions on this issue or that issue. And then, you know, it always makes me question, why are you being so fervent about this position? Methinks ye protesteth too much. And so I don't know that I necessarily feel sorry for Hagin on one hand, but on the other, maybe I do just out of the kindness of my Christian heart, welcoming a sinner back. I mean, I did hear some excerpts of the speech, and it was, you know, you don't need to go into the gory details, but it was pretty biting, and very much to the point. And that, by definition, was a confession. So I don't know. I guess to synopsize my point, on one hand, I don't feel sorry for him. On the other hand, I do. But then, in a sense, and I got to be honest here, in a sense, I'm kind of loving that this is happening because this, like I said, this evangelical church movement does not speak for me as a Catholic at all.
I can understand where you're coming from. They make me mad, too. They get me to the point where sometimes I believe that they are one of the biggest threats to a free society and that we need to battle them every inch of the way. But there's also this other feeling that has been coming over me, and it's been coming over me over the last 2 to 3 weeks, even before this happened, that they're so hoodwinked, not in their belief about being a Christian, but they're so hoodwinked by these social issues, and they're so hoodwinked by a political party that basically doesn't care about them, just wants them to do their grunt work and wants them to put them into office, and they're so hoodwinked by leaders who are hung up on acquiring power. And I'm sure money's in there too, that they're getting taken advantage of. And what ends up happening is that they go to the polls, they make unwise votes, and they vote against their own economic self-interests. They get into these situations, and then they get stung, you know? And so what it's like is it's like seeing a bad con job come off, or it's like seeing somebody get stung, get hit by a con job, you know, every election cycle, or every, you know, week or whatever the case may be. And it's just too bad, man. It's too bad that this goes on. And I can't understand for the life of me why some of them now don't start scratching their heads and why some of them don't say, wait a minute, what's going on here? And maybe what we need to do is take a step back and try to figure out what this is all about.
Yeah, I think at the core of this political Christian movement, I think at its core it is benevolent. My brother-in-law has often said, and he too is a progressive. My brother-in-law has often said, you know, because he too is a practicing Catholic. He said, I want to take the religious left back. I want to put Christianity and the Democratic Party to become synonymous. And I agree with him completely because, you know, what has happened, that politically speaking, that all of a sudden Democrats are not Christians? I mean, that's ridiculous. John Kerry, who is a bonehead, but nonetheless, he is a good Democrat, and he never hid from the fact that he was a Christian, a Catholic Christian. And I think that's a very key point because mainstream Christianity gets it. Mainstream Christianity is in the inner cities and sees and sees the policy in action. Mainstream Christianity is on the it does live on the border states and sees the government policies in action. So I think that at the core, this evangelical movement is good because it is putting faith back into the form of our politics, which in a sense should go hand in hand. You know, if we are truly going to be one nation under God, you know, we need to act that way. But at its core, again, it's benevolent. But the way it's coming off is bad because they're preaching. I really can't say they're preaching hate, but they're preaching closed-minded values from the pulpit. And as a Catholic, I'm a firm believer that this Catholic Church is the church of the open-minded human being.
Well, all right. What? And I don't know this, so you're going to have to answer this. Or we can get a whole round of callers to answer this question. What was Jesus Christ's number one concern about mankind?
Love. I wouldn't say it was a concern. That was his number one commandment was love. In fact, I just heard it at church yesterday. Love. You know, he didn't talk about abortion. He didn't talk about gay marriage. He didn't say anything about that. He talked about love, unconditional love.
All right, so his unconditional condemnation and his unconditional ridicule and his unconditional persecution, is that walking in Jesus' footsteps?
It is not. You know, it is not.
then that's what evangelicals need to take a step back and they need to look at and they need to ask themselves in being involved in all of this electoral politicking and all of this power seeking. They need to ask themselves, are they really following in Jesus' footsteps? Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, that's what they got to ask themselves. Here's Jason in Laramie, Wyoming. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Great show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
You know, I just want to say I'm an openly gay man up here in very Republican Wyoming, and I grew up in a very conservative religious environment. And I can say that I understand. I mean, if you just listen to his apology to what's his name? I forget his last name.
Oh, Ted Haggard?
Ted Haggard's apology that was read. You listen to parts of that, and that's exactly what they're taught, you know, from the time that they're in this sort of conservative environment. Gay people are bad. Gay people are bad. You know, it's a dirt. It's a sin. It's a taint. And if you're like that, then you are not Christian. You are not following, you know, God's path. You're evil. You are essentially evil. And so I can understand why he picked the megaphone, because he knows, he said most of his adult life, and I would imagine probably from the time of puberty, that he's probably known that he was gay. And he picked up the megaphone because he was fighting that battle, and that unfortunately a lot of people, as is often the case in our society, got caught up in it as well, man's own personal struggle. And so I have a great deal of sympathy for him. That doesn't necessarily excuse his actions. And just as the previous caller said, he is following the framework that is supposed to be in that community. You know, I'm confessing my sins. And I feel sympathy for him. But that's part of the reason why we have all of these people in high places suddenly being outed, because either they pick that up as a means to fight their own battle, or they simply want power.
Well, I think it just gets back to what I've been saying. It gets back to what I've been saying on Friday. It gets back to what I'm saying today. And I'd love to go on a Christian talk station, and I would love to express this point that these evangelicals are just flat out 100%. They're getting used. They're getting used by their leadership. They're getting used by their political party, and what should their priorities be? Should their priorities be saving souls? Should their priorities be reaching out and preaching the word of God to those who either seek it out or are willing to listen, or is should their goal be getting involved in the political battlefront and getting people elected to office and getting into situations where leadership goes out and exerts and then tries to acquire and tries to get all of this power? I think they're going to have to come to some kind of understanding, and I think they're going to have to come to some kind of an agreement on it. And I think that Ted Haggard is going to have to come to some kind of realization that maybe what, you know, that what he's going to need, I guess, is he's going to need to get into some serious therapy. And I'm not talking about serious therapy where they read scripture to you. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. Your phone's cutting out, and I thank you for the call from up there in Wyoming. One line open at 303-713-7600. And maybe I'm just going soft and feeling sorry for Ted Haggard and feeling sorry for his family and feeling sorry for evangelicals, that they go to the polls, that they vote against their own self-interests, that they get hung up in all this culture war stuff. And what does all that have to do, really, with the work of God? And I know there's got to be those of you out there who understand the Bible and understand Christianity a whole hell of a lot better than I do. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at Progressive Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's a pretty busy ride now across the metro. All of our eastbound arteries starting to fill in. I-70 in the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. 6th Avenue catching the normal stop and go out of Lakewood. You still want to give yourself plenty of extra time on southbound 25. That early morning wreck really adding to the delays now out of Thornton, North Glen. And 225 looking pretty good across Aurora. We have no major issues. Weather today looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, mild, high of 65. Currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rainbow Rewards. Get up to 20% cash back at over 1,300 local businesses with the credit debit card you already have. Auto Accessories and Design and Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop just joined Rainbow Rewards. Find your favorites at rainbowrewards.com.
Brookdale Village at Skyline reminds listeners there are an increasing number of families in our area, including many children and seniors, struggling just to make ends meet. We can help if we get involved. Please make a donation of food, clothing, school supplies, or toys to a local organization. Let's all work together and help make this holiday season one for which we can all be thankful. This is from Brookdale Village at Skyline in Colorado Springs. That's Brookdale Village at Skyline, an exceptional living facility.
Deep inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a top job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Want the opportunity to cruise through the Northwest Parkway for free? Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attended November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I created this entire situation. The things that I did opened the door for additional allegations. I am responsible. I alone need to be disciplined and corrected. An example must be set.
Well, that alone's pretty tough to do, right? Stand in front of all those people and make that kind of a statement. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. High today, 64. Intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get this show on podcast at am760.net. IM me at am760.net. And call me at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ted Haggard situation. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to John in Golden. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Jay, I wanted to call in and weigh in on the gentleman who talked about the gospel in yesterday's message, in yesterday's church message, and it was the two great commandments. But greater than that was the gospel the week before, which said, let him without sin cast the first stone. And that's why I can't feel for Pastor Haggard. But then again, if we don't enforce this idea of separation of church and state, with anywhere from 30 to 60 million members in the evangelical church, we're going to end up just like Iraq, and you're going to have the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds all fighting each other over religion. Now, this thing about homosexuality appears in two places in the Bible, St. Paul and in Deuteronomy, and, but still Jesus Christ supersedes all those, and that is, let him without sin cast the first stone.
Well, about the thing about homosexuality appearing both places in the Bible. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't the Bible written by men?
It certainly was, and I heard you say that several days ago.
So it wasn't written by God?
No, it's supposed to be inspired by God.
It wasn't written by Jesus?
No.
Okay.
But
So technically you could say that Jesus and or God has never really ever said anything definitively about gays.
That's right. He certainly didn't. And then again, you got to remember that the first book wasn't written until something like 60 or 80 years after Jesus Christ died. I can't remember what you said last week. How's he going to remember 60 or 80 years later?
Well, I think that's also a good point. So I'm with you in the fact that we need a separation of church and state. And this has always been the fundamental thing that I have never really been able to grasp. I think it's fine for the New Life Church, the evangelicals, any people who fall into that category, to feel that homosexuality is wrong and that it is not for them. But what I don't find acceptable is when they move beyond that point and then start to move to try to turn the wheels of government to try to take a group of people in the United States, which is the gay and lesbian community, and to do two things with them. One, make sure that they sit in a second-class citizen category, and two, persecute them.
And isn't that just exactly what's happening in Iraq? What has happened?
Well, it's been happening in the Middle East for years.
Right, and that's why it's so important that we stop this thing as far as persecution of one part of our society, because it's next going to be the blacks, and then it's going to be the Jews after they get finished with the homosexuals.
But the big challenge is how in the world do you break through and get them to understand this? This is number one. And number two, how do you get them to see
that
by being hung up on this whole thing, that what they're doing is that they're going to the voting booth on a regular basis and voting against themselves and their kids and their families' own self-interests, and that they're getting used?
And I caught Jerry Falwell last night, part of his message, and he told people to go out and vote for the Christian issues in their local districts. I couldn't believe. And then he turned around and asked you to put an annuity on his Bible college and so that it goes to his church. Well, when
there you go.
I couldn't believe it. Listen, you have a good day, and I'm listening to your other callers, too.
All right. Thanks, John.
Bye.
Anybody want to comment on that call? Because I think that call's pretty much the point. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm going to weigh in on this thing a little bit. You know, 3 days in a row, we've had a Rocky Mountain News headline that has something to do with this. And I think the first one was they had a picture of him and his wife in the car. And, man, can you imagine what this woman's going through?
Oh,
her world is just upside down in an instant. And their family, and you know, he betrayed his family more than anything. I mean, that's the unforgivable part in my mind. The rest of it is the focus on the family is going to oversee his recovery. That was in the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Unbelievable. I mean, they just don't get it. They don't get that these people have this from birth. And you can deny it, I guess, and you can suppress it. But it's like anything else. I mean, sooner or later, you can't live that lie all your life. And, you know, that's exactly what's happened. I think that's why there's so much fervor in the evangelicals against gays, because that's out there. It proves that God doesn't make a perfect universe. That was a big issue way back in the 1400s in the Reformation, you know, when they discovered some of these mathematical formulas that prove the universe wasn't perfect.
So they're still fighting it
today.
It's
the same thing. It's really the same thing. I mean, and people that subscribe to this are choosing ignorance over, you know, thinking. And it's okay to be a Christian, and it's okay to be whatever you are, but you got to use your brain. And, you know, it just, what was it, Pat Carmen said, call them sheeple. I think that fits pretty well.
Well.
You know, I just don't understand how anybody can in this country can get an education, go through college, get a PhD or whatever, study anything at all, and then blindly follow these people. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because I think there are people in the world who are set up to blindly follow. It doesn't make any difference what the philosophy or the theology is. They'll fall into that category. You've run across people, I know I have,
sure,
who have huge educations and have absolutely insane views. I mean, insane views in the sense that they're involved in religious cults, they just have views that are so, I mean, you scratch your head and say, man, oh, man.
Well, I think it's because people are looking for simplistic answers. And I think what happens is you find something that makes a little sense to you, and so you jump on it. And then you become, I think, somewhat brainwashed. And that it makes it difficult to sway. I'll just make one little observation. It's kind of an interesting story. A friend of ours, real devout Christian, and get an email from him once in a while about this or that. I told my wife, I said, you know, best thing to counteract this thing is with fight fire with fire. You find a passage in the Bible that says about Jesus being forgiving. It says people that are watch out for false prophets and stuff like that. And you send them back this information, and they can't dispute that because it's in the Bible. And you got to take that approach. You can't say you're wrong and I'm right and you're stupid because you believe this, because that just alienates people more. And so you need to come up with some common ground. And you know, as hard as it is for agnostic like myself to open that Bible up and find a passage, I studied it a lot. I mean, I know probably more about the Bible than half of these charlatans out there, you know, just because I've been exposed to it throughout my life so much. And, but I'm not a Christian. I mean, I consider myself spiritual, but I'm not a Christian. You know, not in that sense, anyway. So, you know, you gotta find a common ground. And that's the only way you're going to change people's minds, is find a common ground.
Yeah, if you can get to it.
Yep.
The way I view it is, I think that everybody is looking essentially for a way out. That life is complicated, that life doesn't make a lot of sense at times, and that people are looking for a way out. They're looking for an explanation to what they can't explain. For instance, why are we born and then we live 60, 65, 70, 75 years, maybe 80 if you're lucky, and then you die? and what happens after that, and how do you explain the ill fortunes that befall upon you? I mean, it's to me, it's easy to accept all that, to accept it all written in a book, and to turn your life over and say, okay, here's the guiding light. This explains it all. And then you have people like yourself, myself, and others who don't accept that. And so our lot in life every single day is to try to struggle with the fact that nothing seems to make concrete sense.
Yeah,
thanks,
and
man.
Think that's what drives us crazy.
Yep, I think you're right. That's why we go to psychiatrists. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Gina with traffic.
Well, it's very heavy traffic right now, Jay, just about wherever you're headed. Boulder Turnpike really jammed now eastbound at Sheridan. Same for eastbound 270 across Commerce City and your drive out of Lakewood on 6. On the south side, we're starting to bunch up on C-470 at Broadway, and thankfully no new wrecks, but we're still caught in that usual holding pattern, southbound 25-100.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
It's a darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I won tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Please forgive me. I'm so embarrassed and ashamed. I caused this and I have no excuse. I am a sinner. I have fallen. I desperately need to be forgiven and healed.
Maybe we should retitle this song, Don't You Love Him Madly. 7:38 past the hour. High today, 64, intermittent clouds. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And often when I get into things about Ted Haggard and about evangelicals, and I've said this before, I get criticized for being like down on Christianity, which I'm not. And I'll tell you somebody who I know who's religious, and I love their philosophy. And it allows me to get a campaign plug-in. And that's Angie Piccioni running in the 4th Congressional District. She's a very Christian woman. But she believes in living her belief, not preaching her belief. And I think that's something that evangelicals should take a hint and a clue about. All right, let's get back to the phones, and we go to Adrian in Denver. Adrian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just want to touch on a couple of things a couple of people said. You know, number one, I definitely feel for his family. They're the ones who are definitely betrayed. And for a while there, I was, I have to admit that I was a little happy that this happened. But when you see another human being, you know, suffering, you tend to sort of forget about, you know, all the other things that go on with it. But my main point is, Jay, is that these are the same group of people who were so unwilling to forgive President Clinton when he did what he did. But I don't know. If you ask me, what Ted Hagger did is way worse. And they were so upset that Hillary Clinton wouldn't leave him because of it. But they understand, you know, she made the comment, his wife made the comment in her letter yesterday that, you know, till death do us part. So she's going to stay with him, and they all understand that. That's the big, you know, that's the hypocrisy to me, is that they don't apply those same rules to people that are outside their sect or whatever. It only applies to them. The grace of God only applies to them, not to anybody that's outside their fold.
Well, they have that belief going that if you are, you know, that you can be washed away of your sins, that you can be reborn again, and that forgives you, you're forgiven for the things, you're automatically forgiven for the things you have done in the past. I maintain that doesn't work, because unless you get some kind of deep and abiding therapy, you'll turn around and repeat those habits at some point. And then the thing about, you know, not forgiving Clinton and that whole thing, I wouldn't want to be on that level. Would you want to be on that level?
In what sense? In what level? I'm not sure what you're asking.
In the level of not being able to look at somebody and say, well, that's a tragic situation. You got yourself into it. But nevertheless, it's a tragic situation, and I do have the capacity in my heart to forgive under the right circumstances.
Correct.
Instead of just, you know, going after the guy with a lynch mob.
Right. No, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I work with some people, Jay, that, you know, it's the whole thing was, what about the kids? That's all they're talking about now. Well, look at society now and blah, 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 blah. Okay, what about the kids that are affected by this? You don't hear the same rhetoric coming from these. See, I have a hard time. And, yeah, I consider myself a Christian, but more spiritual. I don't attend churches because I think people have a tendency to follow preachers and their ideals instead of what's, you know, necessarily what Christ said. And I believe Christ was about forgiveness and acceptance, and that's where I am in my life. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, God and Jesus are wrathful and I'm going to burn in hell. I don't know. I tend not to think that because I consider myself a kind person. I look out for others, the way I want to be treated. But listen, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but that's where I'm in my life. And keep up the good work, Jay. I love the show.
All right, man. Thanks, and have a good day.
All right, you too.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, let's go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris. Chris, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you know, I have to say, I do feel sorry for the guy. And I really kind of hesitate to levy any sort of judgment against some of the other callers that have said they don't, and they laughed about it, because I've made my jokes about it too. But it just seems to me that from the left, I think if we want people to acknowledge that perhaps the poor aren't always completely responsible for their lot in life, that they're sort of a product of their surroundings. I think we have to acknowledge that this guy is a product of his surroundings. I mean, he spent his whole life in a tight-knit community where there's a total lack of acceptance for who he really is. And I think that, you know, the way he acts and this pattern we see of conservatives that are just deeply, deeply closeted and firmly entrenched in those sorts of communities, we really don't get a sense that, oh, well, it's a symptom of a greater disease, the hatred of gays. Just kind of, this is a symptom. It's not necessarily just the evil in this one guy to be a humongous hypocrite. I think he's really kind of a little bit of a victim himself.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really hard. It's really hard. It takes a lot to reach down inside and say, okay, I forgive you. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of sad to me. Right now, I would rather see the focus be on the fact that he lied and he snuck around behind his family's back and his community's back to pursue this lifestyle. I mean, that's the only thing he did wrong was the lying. There's nothing wrong with being gay, and there's, you know, nothing wrong in doing the things he did necessarily. I can't condone the drug use, and I can't condone prostitution, but, you know, the fact that he's gay and has, you know, pursued a homosexual lifestyle to some extent is what's still getting pursued on their side. You know, his little letter of I'm sorry was all about how he led a horrible lifestyle, and it didn't seem to focus on the fact that that lifestyle was, you know, the front he put out was a lie. And I think that's the real sin, and that's why I feel sorry for him, because he didn't feel that he could be honest.
I'd like to ask him to comment and to explain what it's like to have to live in an environment where you really, truly can't be who you really are. And if he thinks that that's morally right, and if he thinks that that's the right way to run a society and the right way to function. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, go Angie.
All right. Hey, man, you got it. Go Angie for sure. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, get out there in that 4th Congressional District and put our woman over the top. Angie, get out there in the 5th and 6th. Get out there, man, and get them all in. That's right. Turn out the vote. Let's do it. It's our country. Let's take it back. 747, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far we're still in pretty good shape as far as major wrecks or delays go. We're not seeing any of those right now around the metro, but very heavy right now in all the usual spots. 225 really catching it now on the northbound side at Parker. Southbound as well, you're going to hit those delays at 6th and again right near Yosemite. No let up on the southbound lanes of I-25 if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen, approaching I-70 and getting into downtown. Crews also still dealing with a single vehicle wreck that flew down the embankment on westbound lanes of the tollway near Parker. We do have some slowing past it. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier to Acapulco, Cabo, Cancun, Cozumel, Guadalajara, Ixtapa, Mazatlan, or Puerto Vallarta. Frontier has more services to Mexico than...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Country around.
With AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer. They'll save you money. Only from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payments program, and you're just going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed-rate loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are they're sky high. But you can get rid of all of these, consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, so you trust you can get results, and they'll stay with you every step of the way. They underwrite the loans so they can say yes when others say no, and as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you got to call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments is not going to last forever. So don't wait. Call right now. Here's the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number one more time, 303-423-7171.
What's on your holiday menu? Looking for some fresh ideas? Let Sam's Club give you a little food for thought. You'll find all the holiday basics at Sam's Club Savings during the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th. We'll be cooking delicious samples from appetizers to desserts to give your holiday meals extra flair without the extra cost. We'll help make this holiday all about indulging your taste. Join us at the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club, November 17th through the 19th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See samsclub.com for details.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
First, it seemed like he's just looking for any little excuse, any little paragraph, any little quote, or anything he can pull out of the air just to make it look better for him, that he's like this victim.
All right, that was Mike Jones, the man who alleges that there was methamphetamines and a sexual escapade with Reverend Ted Haggard. 7:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up next hour, Ed Schultz. We'll talk to Ed. It's the Monday Take at 8. And also we're going to introduce you to a whole bunch of folks who are running for office. Attorney General Fern O'Brien will be on the program after 9, and so will Democratic candidate for Colorado State Treasurer Kerry Kennedy. And, of course, we'll take your calls, too, during open phones. Right now we're talking about this whole thing with Ted Haggard. Let me go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to say that I don't think that you really need to feel sorry for the evangelicals, and I kind of have to disagree a little bit with your last caller. The only thing that Haggard did was not just lie. He also persecuted people who participate in a alternative or lifestyle just because of that lifestyle. And not only is the hypocrisy of that just beyond measure to me, that he was participating in and at the same time trying to persecute those who are also doing it. But the whole idea of Christianity is that, you know, I'm supposed to follow a path, and I'm not supposed to judge other people. Judge not that ye be not judged, sort of thing. And I just think that you are living in a glass house and you're throwing stones, that you other people need to feel sorry for you when you get caught doing it. And certainly I think we should feel sorry for his family. But the congregation, I don't feel sorry for them. There is a ample amount of quotes in the Bible that would indicate to any of them, if they actually read them all and studied them, to show that these people are not who they say they are. The Bible says that by your fruits you shall know them. And you look at people like Pat Robertson, who espoused the state-sponsored assassination of a foreign leader, and who spends, you know, a great amount of time trying to accumulate wealth and power. And Jerry Falwell, Dobson, these people have missed the boat on what Jesus was trying to say and what Jesus was trying to bring to us. And I don't think we need to have any sympathy for them at all, because they may not consciously understand everything, but they know that they're making these choices. At one point in the Bible, Judas Iscariot is trying to tell Jesus, you know, you have all these people following you. Think of what you could do. You could be king. And Jesus turns to him and says, you don't understand what true power is. And when you have all these people like Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed, who are trying to bring about a religious revolution by politics, they missed the boat, because that's not how it works. You can't legislate morality, and you can't bring people to a spiritual awakening through laws and money and influence and all this stuff. And
well, you and I are both saying the same thing. We're just saying it in different ways. In other words, look, evangelicals are getting screwed. They're getting screwed by their leadership. They're getting screwed by the political party that claims to represent them, which is the GOP. Those folks are more interested in money and power than they are in doing God's work. And evangelicals should wake up. They should wake up to what's going on.
My point is that many of them... Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
A great many of them already know that. They already know.
Oh, I don't think they do.
With the devil.
No, I don't think. You know what? The hierarchy may, but no. The average? No, I don't think they know that at all.
If they read the Bible, it's all there.
Yeah, but you know something? You can say that to anybody about anything having to do with philosophy or religion, and what they'll come back and tell you is they'll come back and tell you that, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but that's your interpretation.
Well, when I had a friend about 10 years ago that was a very fundamentalist Christian, and I would argue with him. He was a really good man. I had a lot of respect for him as a person. But when we would argue about these issues, I'm very liberal, he's very conservative, all the explanations that he would give for things were all rationalizations. When I listened to him talk about...
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference whether it's rationalizations or not. The point is they don't get it. The point is they don't get it, and maybe what's going to come out of this is, maybe what's going to happen is, through the Mark Foley situation, and now through this thing with Ted Haggard, and through the David Quo book, maybe they're going to wake up and they're going to see that what they need to do is they need to spend more time fulfilling the word of Jesus, living it, not preaching it, and back away from power politics, which is leading them down the road to corruption. And I do feel sorry for all of them who are involved. I feel sorry because anytime anybody who's got a family, anybody who gets into this stuff has something happen, it is a tragedy, and we should have some compassion for them. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to agree with them, but we should have some compassion for them. Sean, thank you. I appreciate the call. All right, coming up next, it's Ed Schultz in the Monday Morning Take at 8, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say about the Ted Haggard situation, plus a lot more. And then more of your calls coming up here on AM.
I've heard some ugly and deceptive ads in my time, but those currently being run against Tom Tancredo take the cake. The best way to respond to this type of political slander is with the truth. The Denver Post endorsed Tancredo and said he worked hard to advance an important issue that others would like to ignore. The Rocky Mountain News endorsed Tancredo and described him as a great deal more than a single-issue candidate. He is a rare fiscal conservative, an advocate for human rights around the globe, and a tax hawk. That's Tom Tancredo. And what about his opponent? Well, he's a liberal lawyer who apparently believes that desperation is an excuse for despicable behavior and has views that the Rocky Mountain News says frankly don't appear terribly well-informed. Tom Tancredo, endorsed by the Post and the News, the National Vietnam and Gulf War Veterans Coalition, Citizens Against Government Waste, and the Humane Society Legislative Fund. Tom Tancredo, our best choice for Congress.
I'm Tom Tancredo, and I approve this message.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Getting out the vote. It's how Democrats and Republicans will spend this last day before an election that could change the balance of power in Congress. Some Democrats, like Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd, are confident.
Democrats are going to take back the House of Representatives and the United States Senate.
Former White House Press Secretary Joe Lockhart sees a pitfall.
Democrats are privately worried that their supporters have seen this lead, you know, for so long, now for weeks and weeks, and that people are going to become complacent.
President Bush has get-out-the-vote stop scheduled today in Florida, Arkansas, and Texas. In the battle for the Senate, the show-me state could tell the tale.
This is Steve Futterman in St. Louis. Missouri has often been a bellwether state. That may be why so many eyes are focused on the race here, which could determine who controls the U.S. Senate. The race is close between Republican incumbent Senator Jim Talent and Democrat challenger Claire McCaskill, and one day before the election, many consider it still a toss-up. Steve Futterman, CBS News, St. Louis.
Overseas, Baghdad was shut down tight to prevent trouble after the Saddam Hussein verdict and death sentence was announced. Now it's beginning to come back to life.
The Prime Minister's office says cars will be allowed back on the streets early tomorrow morning, and the ban on pedestrians has already been lifted. We are seeing some people on the streets of Baghdad now. It's been mostly quiet today with a curfew in place, with only sporadic gunfire and the occasional explosion in the capital.
CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick. Here at home, the latest safety study finds that school bus accidents injure 17,000 youngsters a year. That's double previous estimates. Gary Smith at Ohio's Columbus Children's Hospital says putting seatbelts on more buses would cut that number.
We really should be installing on new buses what are called three-point restraints, a lap and shoulder belt combination.
A British medical group takes a controversial stand. CBS's Larry Miller has that.
Britain's Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecology wants active euthanasia to be considered to spare parents the emotional and financial burdens of bringing up severely disabled children. Writing to the government's body that sets medical ethics, the Royal College says a very disabled child can mean a disabled family. Supporters insist it's morally wrong to keep alive suffering babies. Opponents claim intentional killing changes the fundamental nature of medicine, which is to save lives. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Supporters of former Marxist strongman Daniel Ortega have been setting off fireworks to celebrate his apparent victory in yesterday's presidential voting in Nicaragua. Ortega was voted out 16 years ago. At the movies, the sales pitch paid off.
Please, you come see my film. If it's not success, I will be executed.
Borat took the box office by storm, raking in $26 million over the weekend. In early Wall Street trading, the market is rallying. The Dow's up 70 points. NASDAQ is ahead 25. This is CBS News.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS. Leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking. And committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. An emotional apology to members of the New Life Church in Colorado Springs and the Reverend Ted Haggard. Haggard wasn't there yesterday, so it was read by the church overseer, Larry Stockstill.
The fact is, I am guilty of sexual immorality, and I take responsibility for the entire problem. I am a deceiver and a liar. There is a part of my life that is so repulsive and dark that I've been warring against it all of my adult life.
Haggard's been removed as head of the New Life Church and resigned as president of the National Association of Evangelicals after Mike Jones accused him of paying him for sex and using drugs. Those two college students arrested for breaking into the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium hours before the game against the Denver Broncos may be in some serious trouble. Authorities say they found indications of explosives inside the vehicle that they actually drove to the stadium. Broncos won yesterday, by the way, 31-20 over Pittsburgh. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, be prepared for major delays if you are headed out of the Springs and up into the metro area. We've had a rollover crash that temporarily closed northbound 25 near Story Ridge in Douglas County. Now, all lanes are starting to get through, but the rolling backups extend all the way to Founders, so you want to give yourself plenty of extra time. That's our biggest issue right now here in the city, just normal slowing on 225 through Aurora. Still stop and go southbound 25, 104th to 84th. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, high of 65, currently 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pulte Homes and Del Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply close on your new home by December 22, 2006. For details, visit delweb.com/Italy or pulte.com/Italy.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take at 8.
Monday Take at 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take at 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 8, high today is 64, intermittent clouds, AM 760, Progressive Talk, weird you want it all. Get out the vote. Take your friends to the polls. Talk to your neighbors. We need to turn this country around. And it's time for the Monday morning Take at 8. And let's go to our bud, Ed Schultz, who's heard 1 to 4 here Monday through Friday on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Eduardo, are you there?
What's going on, my man?
Well, spent... Spent the weekend in the 4th Congressional District, did a rally for Angie Piccioni on Friday night and had a great time, and then did a big rally yesterday in Greeley, in which Angie was there, and Bill Ritter was there, and Barbara O'Brien was there, and just a whole bunch of people. Mark Udall was there and really had a really really good time.
Well, that's what it's going to take, Jay. It's going to take motivated people all over the country to push back on this rogue machine. I mean, we're seeing it in Montana. It's unprecedented. The phone calls and the mailers that are going out and the door-to-door effort, they're going to hit some 300,000 people, which is half the voting base in Montana, to try to revitalize Conrad Burns' campaign and try to save that Senate seat. I mean, they've got an infrastructure that's unbelievable. We have the passion of the people, and we have the issues on our side. But it's really going to take a grassroots effort of people recognizing that they've got to engage tomorrow. This is a one-shot opportunity to get some oversight of a government that's run amok.
Yeah, how do you feel about our chances tomorrow?
Well, my prediction is 25 seats or more in the House, and I think that the Democrats are going to take the Senate. I think the closest race in the country right now is in Missouri. I think McCaskill's going to win that. I think Webb's going to beat Allen. I think Burns is going to lose to Tester in Montana. I think Santorum, DeWine, Chafee, they're all going down. The swing one is going to be in Tennessee. I'm not real confident about Harold Ford, but and he may be the best candidate of them all. But the fact is, to elect a black man to the United States Senate from a southern state is a tall order. That's a heavy lift. I hope that, you know, he can get it done. But I think the Senate's going to go to the Democrats. I think the House is going to go to the Democrats if the voting machines work. Say, I watched this documentary over the weekend that was produced by HBO with
Right.
Gosh, that's some scary stuff.
It is scary.
It's scary, and but all we can do as people is do what we have to do, and don't throw in the towel, and don't give up. The greater turnout we have, the better chance to show that there might be something wrong with the system. So we just have to do our part and focus on a great day tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, let me play a little bit of audio. I got a little bit of audio here. First of all, I want to play something that I don't give this guy much credit, but I have to give him credit for this. Chris Matthews, who I think thinks that he is an impartial guy, but his problem is that he's caught behind the beltway and is subjected to much of the right-wing echo chamber, conventional wisdom type of thing, and will spout it out on the air. But here he is, in case you missed this, I believe this is from Friday, speaking of Senate races, here he is just pounding Mike DeWine, and let me play this and then we'll get your comment.
Not fire, but promote the person who was selling drugs in his office. I have an ad up today from the undercover agent who made that buy.
What was the person's name? What's the person's name who was selling drugs, you say, illegally? Who was that person?
Yeah, I don't know the person's name. All I know is it is Ms. Almay, who was the undercover agent. She's doing an ad for us right now that's running all over Ohio, talking about making those buys in his office, talking about a continuous scandal throughout his office, and also talking about the fact that he didn't fire this person. He promoted.
Well, did
this
person ever get arrested? Was this person ever arrested or convicted?
There was no charges filed, and there's articles written in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and the Columbus Dispatch, if you go back at that period of time, which basically say that you can't quite figure out why charges were never made.
Okay, what year was this?
That dropped somewhere.
What year was this? We're talking now.
The buy itself was made in 1986. The point of this, Chris, is there's a long pattern.
You're talking about what your opponent's office did 20 years ago. You can't give me the name of the person involved. You've admitted the person was never charged or convicted.
No, Chris, there's long history in the papers. I invite you to go and look at the papers. My point is this. It is a pattern. He goes from there and he runs for Congress 2 years later after the voters throw him out of office. He runs for Congress. He wins. He incurs a tax debt, does not pay his taxes until the state of Ohio forces him to. The state of Ohio takes legal action against him. 19 months go by. He pays his taxes. Then we go into his 14-year career in the United States House of Representatives. 14 years. Here's what he's got for 14 years. Four bills. One bill to rename a federal building in Medina, Ohio, and the other three bills having to do with helping Taiwan attend a World Health Conference in Switzerland. That's what he's done. And so, you know, it's a fundamental difference between the two of us, and that is beginning clearly to resonate among voters in this state.
Well, isn't it kind of embarrassing that having been a good senator from Ohio and respected without a mark on you to have to go back and dig up this scum? Don't you feel embarrassed you're doing this, Senator?
You wouldn't be talking about this
if you weren't well behind in this race.
You know what's embarrassing is that if he ran against someone who's got such a sorry record, he ought to be embarrassed by that.
But he's been elected seven times.
It's a pattern. Well,
but how can he have an embarrassing record if he's elected seven times in a row now?
Chris, here's the record he's done in Congress. We know a lot of congressmen get reelected. That doesn't mean they have a good record. His record is 14 years, four bills. It's bad.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think DeWine is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
He was a no-show
on the Intelligence Committee when the NSA deal was coming down, and he never even read Phase 2 of the intelligence report. I mean, DeWine is incompetent. Look how many jobs have left Ohio, look at the outsourcing. That's been the breadbasket of the country when it comes to outsourcing jobs. He's done nothing about it. I mean, the entire state of Ohio has a chance to go blue. And DeWine has just been an absolute ne'er-do-well when it comes to his assignments in Washington. And for him to be that far behind as an incumbent just underscores what the sentiment of the people are. The guy has no respect. He's got the base. Well, heck, the base is 30%. You know, I think he's going to get smoked. I think, you wonder if the polls are correct or not. I think the polls are off in Ohio. I think that DeWine's going to get embarrassed, and I think he's scraping the bottom of the barrel, and he knows where he's at. He's voted with Bush over 95% of the time. He was for the tax cuts for the top 2%. He hadn't done anything for the middle class. They haven't done anything on health care. He's allowed education to double when it comes to interest rates on the young demographic of this country, which is college students. DeWine has just walked in lockstep with Bush, and it's going to get him in trouble, and now he's way behind trying to dig stuff up 20 years ago. I think it's over for him.
Yeah, but I love the fact that Chris Matthews says if you weren't running behind, you wouldn't be taking up this kind of stuff. I mean,
well, that's a profound point.
Yeah, it's great that he did it, you know?
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think that's a profound point. I think Matthews states the obvious and drives it home and forces people to respond to it, which is, what he's famous for. But I just think that DeWine is scraping right now. He's really in trouble big time.
Yeah, his back is against the wall. All right, here's from yesterday's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Here's a couple of Cheney things. Check this one out first.
So will the vote on Tuesday have any effect on the president's Iraq policy?
I think it'll have some effect perhaps in the Congress, but the president's made clear what his objective is. It's victory in Iraq. And it's full speed ahead on that basis, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
So even those Republican candidates calling for a change of course are not going to get that on Wednesday?
No, you can't make policy, national security policy, on the basis of that. These are people running for Congress. They're entitled to their own views on both sides of the aisle. But I think there's no question but what, when we get into the global war on terror, when we get into the measures that have been needed to go on offense and take the fight to the enemy, if you will, that the support that we've had and continue to have is primarily on the Republican side, and I think the Democrats have come up weak on it.
Comment on that?
Well, Jay, it is true that I'm going to be doing some testimony down in South Dakota. I've been able to take out the elderly, and now we're going to try to shoot for a younger demographic.
Unbelievable. That guy's unbelievable, isn't he? I mean,
well,
if you're a voter, if you're a voter and you're unhappy with what's going on in Iraq, that's exactly what you want to hear, right?
Well, President Bush and Shooter, they're not going to deviate from their message, and they're not going to back off from their policy. And we're in Iraq. We're going to be in Iraq for a long time unless there's a change in the country. And just as Shooter sitting there saying it, well, it might be different for the Congress, but the fact is the Commander-in-Chief is going to keep us in Iraq until January of 2009. And he doesn't care about the Army Times calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. He doesn't care about how many people Dick Cheney shoots. He doesn't care about how many lives we lose. We've lost 18 lives in November already, and it's only November 6th. We're on a pace to do more than 100. I mean, the fact is Bush is not going to change, and that's what makes this a crucial election to get some oversight to draw this to some conclusion. The Iraqi people, 80% of the Iraqi people want us out of Iraq. If they were voting, if the Iraqi people were voting to get U.S. forces out, we'd be thrown out. Think about that.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's how wrong-headed Bush and Cheney are on this.
I agree. Well, speaking of oversight, listen to what Cheney has to say. Listen to what Cheney has to say about being subpoenaed.
Talked a lot about the consequences of the Democrats taking over Congress in the last week. Nancy Pelosi said this. We win, speaking of the Democrats, we get subpoena power. If you're subpoenaed by the Democrats, would you go?
I have no idea that I'm going to be subpoenaed. And obviously, we'd sit down and look at it at the time, but probably not in the sense that the president and the vice president are constitutional officers and don't appear before the Congress.
So that's just your view of executive power. You're not going to go up and testify.
I think that's been the tradition. I can't think of the last time a president did appear before Congress or a vice president.
Gerald Ford, I think.
He did. That's right, but not under subpoena. He did it on his own hook.
And
I want to explain the pardon.
He won't show
well,
up.
Well, we got about three carts ahead of the horse here. Let's win tomorrow, and with victory comes subpoena power. Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any impeachment process. But I think the subpoena power she's talking about is all the fraud and abuse that has taken place in Iraq.
Well, the oversight that's badly needed.
Well, that is the oversight. The only people that have held any oversight or any kind of committee hearings on this has been the Democratic Policy Committee with Byron Dorgan. And everything that has come out in those hearings tracks exactly with what the Inspector General said 2 weeks ago when he issued a report about fraud and abuse in Iraq. So the only way you're going to change policy is to get subpoena power, bring people, put them in under oath, get them talking about where the money went and the way we've treated our troops, and then maybe the sentiment of the American people will definitely change.
Which, by the way, they've closed that office.
They have closed that office, and I don't know why.
They're going to let the Pentagon take that job over.
Well, that's a Fox Garden hen house there. So.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. 8:20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz. Ed Schultz with us. You hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4. Let's get on this Ted Haggard thing and get your take on this. And will it affect the evangelical vote at the polls?
Well, it might, but it all remains to be seen. I don't know if it will or not, but I know one thing. It ought to embarrass the evangelicals that everything that they've been told has come from a deceiver and a liar. This is a political story. As much as the evangelicals want to focus on the Lord, as much as his church wants to focus on forgiveness and moving forward, hey, wait a minute. This is a story because of the political involvement of Ted Haggard. This is a guy who's been instrumental in getting the same-sex marriage on the ballot in numerous states across the country in an effort to get out the base to vote against Democrats. This is a guy who has vilified the gay community throughout the country. This is a typical hypocrite. Let's go down the list. DeLay, Ney, Cunningham, Abramoff, let's take it on over into the religious sect. Let's go on over to Ted Haggard now. I mean, is there anybody in this cabal that can tell the truth about anything? Now, here's another point I really want to drive home today on the national show, is this fraud James Dobson. Dobson's original statement when this story broke was to vilify the media. You look at his original statement, Ted's a friend of mine and I've known him for a long time. Who in the media would ever report something like this? I mean, this is typical of their organization and typical of the conservative and the Fox mentality is to attack the media to gather favor with the base. But this time, the truth came out again. And I think that this speaks volumes as to how they operate. I think it speaks volumes how they circle the wagons when they get in trouble. And I think it speaks volumes to how they're already trying to change the subject, that it's all about forgiveness and the Lord and everything else. No, it's not. That's part of the story. The main issue is the reason why this is a story is this guy was conferenced up weekly with the White House. This guy had contact with the President of the United States. This guy helped develop policy that would help out putting same-sex marriage on the ballot to get the base out. This guy talked about all evangelicals coming out to vote and how the Republican agenda would be forwarded and they would be victorious. This is also a guy who unquestionably knew who he was in his heart and used evangelicals, used them. They ought to be ashamed of themselves is what they ought to be. They ought to stay home and stay out of the process if they love the Lord. That's what I think.
Well, see, I'm on the same page on a lot of this stuff. I got to tell you one thing. You can't leave out Jerry Falwell's sterling performance on Wolf Blitzer's Situation Room in which he was asked about Ted Haggard, and Jerry Falwell said, well, I don't know him. Oh, yeah, right.
That just goes to show that Jerry Falwell knows that some of the people that follow him will believe anything he says.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he knows that some of his followers are flat-out politically stupid. And
I
think it's funny. This is a great one. I think it's funny that Dick Cheney's going to be pheasant hunting in South Dakota tomorrow with his gay daughter, and this is the same state that put up vote values signs to beat Tom Daschle in 04.
Yeah, that is funny. It is weird. Let's hope he doesn't shoot her by accident.
Well, look, they're hypocrites, they're phonies, they don't practice what they preach, they'll do anything to win. It goes back to rule one on our show, the Bush people are brutal, they'll do anything to win, and if they can sucker punch a few Christians out there to think that they're morally correct and they're the ones that are best for the country, they'll do it.
Well, yeah, which is what I've been saying for the last couple of weeks here is to evangelicals is wake up and realize that you're being used by your leadership, that you're being used by the party that is supposed to represent you, and that the best thing that you can do is get back to the business of trying to save souls and doing Jesus' work and step away from politics. That's what they need to do. They need to get out of the political business.
Well, and in the process, what they've done is vilify other Americans who've died for the country, and that would be Democrats. I think that this stands a chance of hurting the Christian vote out there. It certainly is going to give them a wake-up call, and that's what has to be driven home by all Americans, that it's just not about Ted Haggard's truthfulness at this point and his rehabilitation. To hell with that. He's hurt a lot of people. He's deceived a lot of voters, and he's deceived a lot of people across the country. And this needs to be exposed for everything it's worth. These are power players, and these are players that will do anything they can to solidify their political agenda.
Yeah,
I'll tell you something else, Jay, and I don't think this is a bridge too far. I do not think this is a bridge too far. In Ohio, you take that same-sex marriage off the ballot, I'm not so sure that we don't have a different president. That's how close the vote was in Ohio. Now, we know the machines were screwed up and everything else, and there was some fraud and everything, but the fact is that
voter suppression.
When you put same-sex marriage on the ballot, you do motivate the moral majority to come out.
Well, I feel sorry for all of them. I really do, because they're getting so used, and I only hope that
I feel sorry for the middle class.
That they wake up. Well,
I feel sorry for the middle class.
A lot of them are the middle class, and they go to the polls and vote against their own self-interest.
Yeah.
Because they get fed a line of crap about two gay people moving in next door to them. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, what's coming up on the show this afternoon?
Well, we're going to visit with General Batiste. He called us and wants some airtime to talk about down the stretch exactly what should be done in Iraq and how to handle this. He says he can't do it in just a few minutes. He'd like a couple of segments, so that's exactly what we're going to do with him today on the program. We're also going to visit with Byron Dorgan, who's our senator from North Dakota, who's written a book, Take This Job and Ship It, but he also has a very practical approach on how this election should break down for the American people. Tom Daschle is going to talk to us about what they did in 04 and how they're modeling that to do that to Conrad Burns in Montana. We're also going to touch on this Rumsfeld piece in the Army Times about how they think that Rumsfeld ought to resign. That, and of course, we're going to revisit the original statement by James Dobson when he defended Ted Haggard and blamed the media. And I think that this should be a lesson for everybody that when the conservatives get in trouble, they attack the media. They don't have to have the facts on their side.
Oh, no.
They don't have to have the truth on their side. They just have to have a target.
Oh, yeah. That's the way they have always been.
He ought to pay attention to his own damn family instead of focusing on everybody else's.
Well, the best way to repudiate James Dobson is for people across the country to get on Jay Fawcett's website and help him out and help him beat Doug Lamborn down there in the Springs. Eddie, we'll listen to you this afternoon, man. Thanks, as always, for being on the show.
You bet, Jay. Good luck to you, and everybody get out and change America tomorrow. It's what we're all about.
You got it.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so,
Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
Both directions of the Boulder Turnpike, especially eastbound as you hit Federal. Northbound I-25 starting to see a lot of slow traffic now. Colorado to Washington Street Bridge, as is eastbound 6th from Sheridan to I-25. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy, mild conditions, high of 65, currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Pulte Homes and Del Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply close on your new home by December 22, 2006. For details, visit DellWebb.com/Italy or Pulte.com/Italy.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
KD Canopy reminds parents that by actively involving ourselves in our children's lives, we can direct them toward activities that allow them to feel good about themselves. Hobbies and sports provide positive experiences. Family activities establish strong family values. Our constant involvement makes a positive difference. This is from KD Canopy for instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands, at sporting events or fairs. Log on to kdcanopy.com.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Geez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More on the Ted Haggard story from Kara DeGette. She is with Colorado Confidential and has the inside scoop on what's going on down there. She's been covering this for a long time. I also want to point out, because there's so much stuff going on, we don't get to everything very quickly. The Military Times newspapers, which Ed alluded to, have called for Bush to fire Rumsfeld. A group of military-targeted trade publications is calling on President George W. Bush to fire Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, citing a lack of support from military leaders over the Iraq War. This is a big thing because these newspapers go to every military family, and this is huge. And the editorial, they're not talking about whether they think the Iraq War is right or wrong. What they're saying is, we need a change of leadership. And they're echoing what's going on in the military. And what does the White House give us? Rumsfeld's doing a great job, and he's going to be around. Keep that in mind when you vote tomorrow. All right, 8:32, 28 in front of 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we still have a pretty heavy commute around the city, eastbound C-470 loaded up through Highlands Ranch, Tech Center traffic. at peak volume on both I-25 and 225, especially southbound there at Yosemite. Now, if you're on I-25 near Castle Rock, you're still caught up in a pretty big traffic jam from Founders Parkway to Happy Canyon Road. That was from an earlier rollover crash. It's in the cleanup. Looks like it could be there for a few more minutes, so just watch out.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Cruise for cans this holiday season with AM 760 Progressive Talk. Drop off a full bag of canned foods to any Northwest Parkway toll booth attendant November 1st through December 8th, and you'll receive a coupon for a free trip on the Northwest Parkway. All items received will be donated to the Food Bank of the Rockies. For more information, log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
8:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Auto's Operation Freebird is coming up this Saturday, November the 11th. This is their big community program in which they give out thousands upon thousands of turkeys and pumpkins to families in and around Adams County who otherwise would not be able to have the same Thanksgiving that you and I would have. And it involves all kinds of people, from the Adams County Sheriff's Department to the National Guard. There is going to be a ton of folks out there, and it's something you want to bring the kids to. All kinds of demonstrations, all kinds of fun things going on, and it happens Saturday afternoon. I believe it's between 2 and 4. Now, I had originally planned to be out there with an AM 760 booth, and you could come by and we could visit. But unfortunately, I'm going to be in the hospital on Saturday, and so I'm not going to make it. But don't let me, not being there, don't let me stop you. Get on out to Rockies and enjoy the festivities and see people getting helped by a group of people, my friends at Rockies, who really do care about the community that they live and that they work in. And of course, keep all of the great things about Rockies in mind, the matching down, and the vehicles, the huge selection of over 600 vehicles on the lot, clean, late model used cars. Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer, and once you go there, you'll see why. And hook up with my friends the Alshiers, Tom and Marv and Spanky and the rest of the gang out there. But make an appointment to be there this Saturday. It's November the 11th, Operation Freebird. This helps all of the needy in Adams County. With thousands and thousands of turkeys to give away, and also pumpkins for pumpkin pie, too. So that's all going on at Rockies, 63rd and Federal. Get out there this Saturday, have a good time, and watch a good group of people do something nice for the community that they live and work in.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans' benefits, healthcare funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans' benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans' issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We've decided the Bible is the Word of God. We don't have to have a General Assembly about what we believe. It's written in the Bible. All right? So we don't have to debate about what we should think about homosexual activity. It's written in the Bible. I think I know what you did last night. If you send me $1,000, I won't tell your wife. If you use any of this, I'll sue you.
He ought to know all about that, shouldn't he? It's the Reverend Ted Haggard. 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you mean the temperature lately? High today, 64 under intermittent clouds. Is that what it says, intermittent? Yeah. It's in the 70s, by the way, 74 tomorrow for vote day. So get out tomorrow and make it happen. Let's talk to Kara DeGette. After 14 years of covering the religious right for the Colorado Springs Independent and the Denver Post, journalist Kara DeGette has the inside access to Ted Haggard and his family and the New Life Church. As a blogger for the New Journalism Project, Ms. DeGette was able to combine her hard-won journalism skills with the speed and versatility of blogging to break this story. She's our special guest and gives us the ins and outs of the Ted Haggard scandal. And you can check out her work at ColoradoConfidential.com. Kara, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. Where do we start with this guy? I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his family. And most important, I feel sorry for evangelicals that they have got to wise up and realize that they're just getting used. They're just getting used. They're getting used by their leaders, like Haggard. They're getting used by the GOP. But they don't realize that, do they?
Well, I don't know that they do. It's been a heck of a week. And you know, I was at the service yesterday, the 11 o'clock service down at New Life Church. And, you know, I was a little bit taken aback by one of the comments that was made by, you know, the pastor who came in from Louisiana to, you know, explain the overseer's decision to remove Haggard from his position. And at one point, you know, they were promising that they were going to find a new preacher, a new pastor for New Life as soon as possible. And he said, you know, to this group of, you know, 7,000 congregants who are out there, face it, you are sheep. You are sheep, he said. You need a shepherd. And I looked around and I thought, did anybody else think that that was just weird? And nobody seemed to have, you know, to be blinking an eye to have, you know, a guy up on stage, you know, telling him that you're sheep and you need a shepherd.
Hmm.
So, you know, that sort of encapsulated a lot for me with this whole story. Which, you're right, I agree, is a sad story, all, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, it is. And they should wake up. They should wake up to the fact that this is about money and it's about power. And it's not about saving souls for the Lord. And it's about a social agenda, and it's about politics, and it's about so much. And it's like, how do you get them to wake up and to see that? How do you get them to realize it? I don't think it's possible.
Well, you know, I think that many of the church elders were, you know, as surprised as anybody when the whole thing started to unravel for Haggard. And, you know, honestly, you know, people were very, very stunned. But, you know, the gentleman who was sitting on my left during the service yesterday was just openly weeping the entire time. And the couple on my right, you know, we're a very nice couple visiting from Texas, and their granddaughter was in the choir. And, you know, I got to talking to them, and the husband had the opinion that I believe is probably shared by many of them, that, well, he said, anyone who rises to the sphere of power and influence as Haggard did was the obvious choice of Satan. And, you know, Satan tries to go after the biggest fish in the pond, as it were. And so the lesson, the abject lesson from all of this is to be constantly vigilant, because Satan is going to come after you. And so I thought, well, that's an interesting take. But yeah, the money part wasn't really talked about, although, you know, there was the expressed desire by some of the other associate pastors that, you know, okay, we really need to come together. It's New Life Church is not about Ted Haggard. It's never been about one man. It's about the whole church family. And, you know, it's a little bit of an interesting changing of gears, because, honestly, New Life Church really has, for so many years, really been about its charismatic leader and Ted Haggard and his story about, you know, rising from, you know, preaching the gospel in his basement to having, you know, to having the largest mega church, the largest church in Colorado, and a direct, you know, hotline to the President of the United States. So, you know, now they're, I think, really having to take another look at what, at who they are, and whether or not they can, you know, recover without having, you know, at its center, at its core, you know, this very charismatic leader.
They'll certainly recover and certainly go on, don't you think?
Well, certainly, but, you know, I mean, I think any time that you rise from, you know, from literally nothing in 14, 18 years to, you know, having the largest church in the state of Colorado, a lot of that is certainly dependent on the leader that you've got, the person who's, you know, leading the flock, as it were. And so they're going to have to, you know, find somebody who, you know, whether or not the success is determined is going to really be on the person that they select who is going to, you know, be their new leader, I think. Jay?
8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You missed any part of this or any part of the show, get it on podcast at am760.net. Carrie to get with us from Colorado Confidential. What happens now to Ted Haggard? Where does he go?
Well, he indicated in a prepared statement that was read that he and his wife, Gail, and I think they're underage family members. He does have a couple of kids who are of age, but they're going to, quote, need to be gone for a while, and they're never going to return to a leadership role at New Life Church. And apparently what happens after taking a rest and a vacation is they will come back and Pastor Ted is going to put his therapy into the hands of James Dobson.
That'll help.
Who, as we know, has a very extensive program in place for, you know, so-called reparative therapy, where, you know, they try to incorporate some things to cure whatever it is that's ailing Pastor Ted, in this case perhaps some homosexual instincts or desires, and there's going to be a couple of other men who are also, you know, going to serve as spiritual leaders, and they were talking about, they weren't exactly specific about what sort of therapies might be involved, but they were talking about doing some drug testing and doing you know, some psychological testing and other kinds.
So, in other words, what they're going to do is they're going to try to reprogram him in the name of the Lord.
Well, that's...
and make sure that he cleans up.
That's kind of the message that I got, yeah.
Yeah, that he's going to have to, I hate to use this term on the air. He has to be sure that he doesn't, I'm debating on whether to say it. It's a slang term the cops use a lot. I'll say it. Piss hot in a bottle, in other words. That's what they're going to be doing with him.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to chuckle. It is a very serious and sad situation, but yeah, I think that is a really sad indication. If that's if that's all of a sudden the tact that we see this broken man has done these things that and has been caught and exposed for them, and so what is our course of action? Well, let's come in and drug test him and do some psychological testing.
Yeah, rehabilitate him, basically.
Rehabilitate him. And, rather than potentially, getting at the heart of what might really be going on with the guy.
All right. We're out of time here, but I got to ask you one last question.
Sure.
Were there rumors or hints of this stuff with him going on long before the story ever broke?
You know, Jay, I've heard that, and
because I had heard it too, but never took it seriously.
Well, and after the fact, it's easy to say, oh yes, we heard about this, beforehand. I do know that several weeks ago he was toying with, and it's been confirmed to me anyway, but he was toying with the possibility of not seeking a second term as the president of the National Association of Evangelicals. And he opted, because his rationale was he wanted to spend more time with his family. And so I think that there certainly were, in the past couple of months, some indications that things weren't exactly right. And he did decide to go ahead and run for a second four-year term for the National, Association of Evangelicals. But that was, I think, amid a lot of turmoil and things didn't really seem to be as right as they maybe needed to be, and so I think there were probably some warning signs, but I think that he was also probably very very good at keeping things in control. It was a little bit odd to see the footage of him being interviewed in his car when he was admitting to have gotten a massage and
yeah,
a mess. And
you're right about that.
He had a smile on his face the whole time. I mean, it was a little eerie.
It was weird. It was really uncomfortable.
Right.
Kara, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, and you can read more of Kara's work at ColoradoConfidential.com. Thanks, Kara.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Sure, you bet.
Okay, bye.
All right. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. We'll continue here. Let's get a little look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, Douglas County is still the hot spot right now. We had that holding pattern that continues along the northbound lanes of the interstate approaching Happy Canyon Road. We had the backup kicking in at Founders Parkway and starting to see some of it break up, but just be prepared as you head through that area. Still very busy along your downtown ride out of Thornton North Glen and getting into the city, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. That jam starts at Sheridan. We had a car fire westbound at Wadsworth. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild, looking for a high of 65 right now, 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pulte Homes and Del Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Troyer Insurance Agency is working this fall to help make people aware of the blood shortage in this area. Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself. Give the gift of life. This important message, courtesy of Randy Troyer and the fine staff at Troyer Insurance Agency at 320 Broadway in Denver. Call Troyer Insurance Agency at 303-534-4285. That's Troyer Insurance Agency, serving the Denver community with pride.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Five minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about Ted Haggard. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Attorney General Fern O'Brien, who is in this race to win, and also we'll be talking to Democratic candidate for Colorado State Treasurer, Kerry Kennedy, and more of your phone calls. And the Ted Haggard thing has pretty much just dominated the entire morning. John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay.
Hey, man.
Good morning. You know, I agree with you 99% of the time, but this is the 1% I've just got to take exception. You had said that this morning that the Christians should stay home and practice their religion. What should happen now is Christians should realize that they've been following political religion rather than actual Christian religion. And Jim Wallace has come out with a voter guide for Christians that lists seven concepts, and I want to just read it real quick. Compassion and economic justice, peace and restraint of violence, consistent ethic of life, racial justice, human rights, dignity, and gender justice, strengthening families and renewing culture, good stewardship of God's creation. These are the real Christian values put out at Sojourners, if you want to Google it, by Jim Wallace. And now is not the time for Christians to stay home. Now is the time for Christians to realize that they have been led around. Was the lady saying the National Association of Umbilicals?
No, evangelicals.
No, it's National Association of Umbilicals. That was just too good to pass up. These are people who have been fed by a tube for so long.
Well, when I say Christians should stay home, I don't mean all. I mean evangelicals who have been misled should step back and take a look at what has gone on and take a look at what their priorities should be and take a look at, you know, if they're really following the word of God and the word of Jesus, instead of rushing headlong in to being involved with political power and following people who do not care about them, but who basically care about acquiring money and power, and by a political party that basically takes them for granted, promises them the world, talks to them in their talk, and then turns around and gives them nothing until every election cycle comes around.
Yeah. No, and now is the time for those people, like you say, to start looking. Jim Wallace at Sojourners, Google him. He's got a plan for voters that talks about what is truly a Christian guide to follow.
Will do, John. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay, very much.
Okay. Coming up, we'll talk to Fern O'Brien. She's running for Attorney General, and she needs our support. Stick around.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
A billiards room, a home theater room, a playroom, maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room, made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Marching bands and momentum as the fall campaign heads into the final hours with control of the Senate and House at stake.
Onward to victory, beginning in Connecticut. Thank you.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who pressed the flesh at a Polish club, and an Italian restaurant in a state with three of the close House races that could make her speaker. If that happens, she says Iraq will be a big reason.
The public perception that the Bush administration has been a total failure in Iraq is clear.
But in an interview, Pelosi says if Democrats take over, they will have a varied and positive agenda on minimum wage, health care, energy, and ethics. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I'm Mark Noller in Crawford, Texas. In his last-ditch all-out effort to keep Republicans in control of Congress, President Bush tries to portray Democrats as unfit for that job, accusing them of knee-jerk opposition to all of his policies.
If the Democrats are so good about being the party of the opposition, let's just keep them in the opposition.
It's one of many charges he'll continue to level at his final campaign stops today in Florida, Arkansas, and Texas. Mark Noller, CBS News, Crawford, Texas.
In Iraq, there's anger on the streets of Sunni towns north of Baghdad a day after the Saddam Hussein guilty verdict and death sentence. A curfew credited with heading off any violence after the verdict in the capital is now gradually being lifted. 18 Americans have died in Iraq this month, the latest two in a helicopter crash. Three were also killed in Anbar province fighting. The International Red Cross is calling for countries around the world to stop using cluster bombs.
The problem is fairly massive, with millions of people really affected in countries as diverse as Laos, Iraq, Afghanistan, or today Lebanon.
Simon Shorno of the Red Cross says it's estimated Israel dropped 4 million cluster bombs on Lebanon during the summer war. They're blamed for hundreds of civilian deaths. Off to school and on board a bus. Most times, there's no problem.
School bus travel in large school buses is one of the safest forms of travel on the road today.
But Gary Smith, head of the Children's Hospital Center for Injury Research in Columbus, Ohio, says new data shows school bus-related accidents send 17,000 kids to emergency rooms every year.
If there's a crash, if that child's not appropriately restrained, they will fly through the air and be injured.
He says he hopes the new numbers will lead to more seatbelts on school buses around the country. For 24 years, the historic aircraft carrier USS Intrepid's been at the same Hudson River Pier in New York City. and it will stay there for at least another day. The ship got stuck in the mud as the tide went down. It was supposed to head today to New Jersey for the start of a big $60 million overhaul. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 74 points, NASDAQ up 29. This is CBS News.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
Hi, it's Carol again with Insure.com. We make it easy for you to compare auto, life, health, and home insurance rates from the leading companies all in one place. Here's a tip. Life insurance rates have just dropped to all-time lows. At Insure.com, a healthy 40-year-old male can apply for a $1 million policy for less than $35 per month. Call or visit Insure.com today. 1-800-323-4178. That's 1-800-323-4178 or visit Insure.com.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News Update now. In a statement read at his former church in Colorado Springs yesterday, Reverend Ted Haggard says he is a deceiver and a liar. Says he is guilty of sexual immorality. Haggard accused of having sex with a male prostitute and doing drugs and has been removed as head of the church. The Denver man who accused Haggard of having sex with him says he never meant to harm the pastor's family.
I have no ill will towards him. I hope he resolves his issues, and I feel badly for his family for the most part. I mean, that's what I really feel bad about.
Mike Jones says his intent was never to destroy Haggard's family, but to expose a hypocrite. Second largest number of early voters in Denver voting since the city began early voting in 1994. At the same time, just under 72,000 requests for absentee ballots. So far, 49,000 have returned. You can drop off those absentee ballots today at either Denver Election Commission or six early voting centers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We're still dealing with northbound 25 delays from Founders Parkway to Happy Canyon Road. Two separate issues are the culprits there. We had an earlier rollover at Happy Canyon and now a car fire near Founders. So plan accordingly if you are headed up from the Springs or Castle Rock. Also have another car fire that's really jammed the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Wadsworth to Sheridan. Eastbound side starting to recover Federal to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are eight common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
High today, 64, under intermittent clouds, and man, we have got to turn out the vote. Tomorrow is a crucial day. Whatever you've got left of today, if you can commit some time to your favorite candidate, please, or your favorite ballot initiative, please go ahead and do it. We've got to turn out the vote. We've got to make a difference. Let me introduce you to the woman who is running for candidate for Attorney General, Fern O'Brien. You can find out more about her at O'BrienforAttorneyGeneral.com, and we certainly could use a change in the AG's office in this state. And Fern, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. What did you think of that rally Friday night for Angie Pacioni? Was that great or what?
I thought it was wonderful. I had a great time Friday night. I had a great time Sunday. I have to admit to you, I'm a little tired today, but it was well worth it. And I love the 4th Congressional District.
I'm telling you, so Saturday we went down to Colorado Springs to rally with Jay Fawcett, and it was unbelievable. Colorado Springs, which is the hometown of my opponent, we must have had 350 people down there.
Oh, that's great.
It was incredible. Ken Salazar was down there, and just so much energy. We had a couple of Republicans up on the dais with us, and everybody is just looking for honesty and a change and accountability. That really seems to be what it is coming down to. So it's been really, really exciting and really, really gratifying.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about change. Let's talk a little bit about accountability. For a lot of us, John Southers has not really been the attorney general that we could count on. And my main thing, I mean, if I were to sit down with John Southers and have a conversation with him, I would say to him, why and how have you allowed, over the course of this campaign season, for instance, the Trailhead Group to get away with the things that they have gotten away with? And I would ask him flat out, you must have some political connection to them.
And you know that the people who have contributed to the Trailhead Group are also big, big contributors to John Southers' campaign. Pete Coors.
Right.
You know, all those guys have contributed heavily to John Southers' campaign. The other thing that he has done is advise G.G. Dennis, the Secretary of State, with respect to those god-awful rules that have impeded contributions primarily to the Democratic Party, because I don't know if you, your listeners are aware of it, but she instituted rules so that every time a union wanted to contribute to any candidate, they would have to get written consent from every single union member. You can imagine how completely onerous and impossible that made, contributing to campaigns.
And that's an old right-wing trick, and it's been tried on the federal level, and it's been tried on just virtually every state I've ever lived in. They've tried this, and it's wrong.
It's totally wrong. The other thing that really has disturbed me about my opponent is that he has said time and again publicly that if he could, he would expand the Patriot Act. And that is, to me, a really frightening statement. And as far as I'm concerned, as Attorney General, I will work very, very hard to keep government out of our private lives and work very hard to defend the civil liberties that are guaranteed to us under the Constitution. The other thing, you know, he just signed on about 2 months ago, Jay, to this big, big case, Environmental Defense versus Duke Energy, which is now going up to the Supreme Court. It's actually, it was just being heard in the Supreme Court last week. And this is all about the Clean Air Act and whether the old companies, when they renovated their plants, the rule was going to be that they would have to update and become into compliance with the Clean Air Act. So we've been giving these polluters a free ride for 30 years. Now Duke Energy, which is a big, huge energy plant in the Carolinas, is upgrading. But they're claiming that they don't have to come into compliance because of the way they're measuring pollution. And I don't want to get too complicated, but the main thing is that the overall output of their pollution has become greater, but the way they're measuring it is that it's the same amount of pollution per hour. They're just operating more hours. And John Southers has signed on supporting Duke Energy. And this could have, I mean, there are 17,000 of these polluters across the country, and that could have such a huge impact on our clean air. And he keeps talking time and again about how he is all about protecting our environment, protecting our air, land, and our water. But at the same time, he is willing to pollute our air to protect these big, huge businesses. And I just think that's wrong.
12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line, the Democratic nominee for Attorney General, Fern O'Brien, the one you want to vote for tomorrow when you go to the polls. A lot of listeners are unhappy with gerrymandering. A lot of listeners are really unhappy with that. Does the AG have any effect on that, or is that strictly the legislature?
You know, that is a good question, because there was, about 2 years ago, the Republican legislature tried to put in kind of a Tom DeLay-type redistricting, and Ken Salazar opposed it at the time. And that went up to the state Supreme Court, and they basically upheld the Salazar position that you could only redistrict every 10 years. But it also, interestingly, gave the Attorney General the authority to go up against the legislature and to go up against even the governor if he had to, if he felt that something was unconstitutional. And as I have said in my talks all over the state, that would give me the authority, in the event there was a Republican state legislature, to be the last line of defense on choice, which is a very important issue to me.
So could we conceivably take this to court and get the gerrymandering that has gone on in the state overturned?
Absolutely. If you can show that, you know, there are certain rules, if you can show that it's not fair, if you can, fall into the threshold that you need to fall into to get that change, you can absolutely do that. Mm-hmm. And as Attorney General, I would really keep my eye on that, without question. The other thing that John Southers does not do, and he has made this a policy, is he does not regulate the regulators. He does not oversee the regulators, which is absolutely his job. For example, the Public Utilities Commission, we as ratepayers deserve to pay the lowest price that we possibly can. And right now with heat, winter coming on, people are going to be paying an awful lot for heat. We've got the head of the PUC that is supposed to be impartial, just took 30 trips over the past year or so, all paid for by the utilities industry.
Mm.
That is wrong. The previous chair never took one trip. And by statute, the PUC chair can't even have the appearance of impropriety. And John Southers does nothing about it, just like Trailhead did nothing about it.
He did nothing about Trailhead, when clearly what Trailhead did was illegal.
Absolutely. Oh, and certainly he was acting as judge and jury on that by saying there was nothing illegal. There was certainly enough there to have a question arise as to whether there was something illegal. And he certainly, to me, it was an ethical question of conflicts. He certainly should have appointed a special investigator, because he was being funded by the same people who were funding Trailhead. He had no business even making a decision one way or another on that.
No, the two biggest, scandals, the two biggest ripoffs in this whole election cycle this time around were the conduct of Gigi Dennis's office, in which she's a political hack and should be run out on a rail. And thank God she'll be gone. And then the other one is Southers, who continuously turned a blind eye to the Colorado rules regarding campaigning and regarding 527s, and the way that the Trailhead group, which then changed its name to Colorado Progress, or Progress Colorado or whatever it was, the way they conducted themselves, and the fact that he just wouldn't look into it.
That's right. And, the basic statute that you and I are talking about, just for your listeners, is that you cannot make untrue statements about a candidate during an election year if that statement has a possibility of affecting the outcome of the election. And the Republicans, funded by the Trailhead Group, have placed thousands upon thousands of those automatic phone calls.
Robocalls
to, targeting special House districts where they think that they may have a chance of getting out the House representative, and just saying blatant lies, really horrible, horrible lies. And so, to me, it seems very clear that there probably is illegality going on, certainly should be investigated. John Southers has done absolutely nothing about it. It's unconscionable.
Right. He's a do-nothing AG.
He's a do-nothing AG. That's absolutely right. And I can't tell you how many phone calls I've received in the 8 months, and people just coming up to me saying that they have, been ripped off by mortgage lenders, or they haven't been, their health insurance companies have refused to pay out on their claims. All of these things can be, taken care of by the Attorney General's office. The AG just says we are not going to regulate big companies. We are not going to get into this business. And so as a result, we pay our health insurance. Businesses pay their health insurance if we're lucky enough to have it. Every single month we pay out our premiums. And then when it's time for us to collect, when we need the insurance companies to pay out on claims and they refuse to do so over and over and over again, the Attorney General can do something about that. And this Attorney General does absolutely nothing about it. It's just wrong.
It is wrong.
I mean, I really want to level the playing field for Colorado's working families and for Colorado's businesses, and I'm going to really work hard to protect everybody in Colorado, and not just big, huge, gigantic conglomerate businesses.
All right, well, good for you. And if people want more information, go to O'Brien for AttorneyGeneral.com. Get out tomorrow and put Fern O'Brien in office for Attorney General. And, Fern, good luck, and we'll talk to you either Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. There's the woman to vote for Attorney General, Fern O'Brien. Let's get out the vote. Let's change this country, man. We can do it. We just got to get our neighbors out. We just got to get ourselves out. If you have time today, if you have time tomorrow, you can even call in sick tomorrow. The hell, they'll never find out. If you have time, take some time, get involved, do some phone banking, do some walking, help out these candidates who are trying so hard to change Colorado to the jewel of the West and to send a message.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Have a computer problem? Call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this broadcast available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for you to listen back at your convenience. Just download it, podcast, am760.net. High today, 64, intermittent clouds, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's talk to somebody else who's running for office. Let's talk to the Democratic candidate for Colorado State Treasurer, Carrie Kennedy. And we'll talk about her race against Mark Hillman. According to the Rocky Mountain News poll, Kennedy holds a one-point lead over Hillman. And, Carrie, good morning and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jay, very much. Thanks for inviting me on.
Sure, nice to have you on. Yeah, let's talk about the Office of the State Treasurer. This is where you watch the taxpayers' dollars, right?
Yeah, the state treasurer is the state's banker and chief investment officer, responsible for managing and overseeing almost $5 billion of Colorado's taxpayers' money.
And what got you interested in running for treasurer?
I have been working in state finance here in Colorado for the last 10 years. I have helped work on a lot of the solutions to the state's financial challenges over the last decade. We have had obstacles to overcome to make sure we're keeping up and doing a better job funding our public schools. Last year, I had the privilege to work with legislative leaders and the governor and business leaders around the state to help craft the referendum C balanced budget agreement that has given Colorado a balanced budget and a sound and stable financial position. And I'm running for this office to continue to promote responsible fiscal policies at the state and to continue to work across party lines to provide professional financial management for Colorado's taxpayers.
And your opponent, Mark Hillman?
You know, Mark and I have run, I think, a very open and respectful campaign. He and I have been on opposite sides of many of the issues related to the state's finances. Last year, he opposed the balanced budget agreement, referendum C. Without it, we would have faced a $640 million budget deficit. As Governor Owens had pointed out, we would have closed community colleges. We would have closed state parks. We would have looked at having to cap prison enrollments. I think a lot of drastic decisions that would have been the wrong direction for our state. And so, as you mentioned, my campaign is leading in the polls. The Rocky Mountain News is actually showing us with a 9-point lead. So I'm cautiously optimistic about the outcome for tomorrow, and it has been a great privilege to run, and I've been humbled by the support of wonderful people from one end of the state to the other.
Even though the polls show you with a lead, though, we cannot take anything for granted, and we urge everybody to get out and vote and get involved with your campaign. And I can't imagine putting anybody in the state treasurer's office who did not think the referendum C was a good idea.
Yeah, we always want, corporations to be accountable and responsible for their finances. We need to do the same at the state. We need to make sure we have a balanced budget, that we are not passing the buck on to future generations. We need to make sure that we're saving appropriately, and we need to make sure that we're not balancing the budget by cutting education funding every year and falling farther and farther behind. So a lot of my work and my commitment going forward is making sure Colorado has a sound and secure financial position. And as you said, we don't take anything for granted. We are working and doing all that we can to win this election. I've been traveling the state all week. I had the privilege to travel with Bill Ritter on his Fulfilling Colorado's Promise tour across the Eastern Plains. And there were people that came out in small communities across the state to greet us. We went to a small town of Paoli, Colorado, where only 29 people live in the town, and almost 60 people showed up for the rally.
Well, that's
so
great.
We're seeing a lot of momentum. It is very exciting, and I think the people of Colorado want to elect the candidates with the greatest experience and who are committed to moving the state forward.
You feel good about your chances? You feel good about our chances?
You know, I do. I think this is a year where people feel that they're ready for a change. I also think voters in Colorado are, they really pick the candidate based on the person. I think most voters don't vote based on whether somebody is a Democrat or a Republican. Most people want to get to know the person. And we have a tremendous, tremendous lineup of candidates on the Democratic ticket. They're extraordinary people. Bill Ritter is such a strong gubernatorial candidate. He is a wonderful man, and that has come through every day on this campaign. And really all the candidates on the Democratic side are experienced professionals. They've proven themselves very able leaders and very likable and respectful people. And I think it's that genuine, authentic person that voters want to elect into office. And that's where I think you're seeing a lot of the momentum behind some of the Democratic candidates.
All right. What do you need? You need volunteers? You need ground troops?
We do. We have phone banking going on. We have sign waving on street corners. I think there's going to be a rally down on the 16th Street Mall today at noon that people can come down and walk with us. The website for my campaign is Kennedy4Treasurer, KennedyFORTreasurer.com, and people can get all the information right there on where to call if they want to help us today and tomorrow as well. So I appreciate that.
All right. So if you're looking for a campaign to get involved in and you want to make a difference, there's always the Kerry Kennedy campaign, and you can go to KerryKennedyForTreasurer.com, kick in a few bucks or kick in a little bit of time. We've still got 28 to 48 more hours to make this happen, and we definitely need a change across this state, and we definitely could use a change when it comes to the state treasurer. And I don't think any of us want to support a guy like Mark Hillman, who just didn't believe and had no belief in referendum C. I think that's pretty dramatic right there. Kerry, good luck. We'll talk to you either Tuesday night, election night, or hopefully on Wednesday morning.
I appreciate it, Jay, so much. And thanks again for having me on the show, and a great day to all your listeners.
All right, Kerry, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's Kerry Kennedy running for treasurer of the state of Colorado. 9:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to open phones at 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it. You want to go back to the Ted Haggard thing, or you want to talk about getting out the vote, or you want to talk about any of that stuff. And don't forget, we do, all of us, need to turn out, take nothing for granted. I don't care what congressional district you're in. I don't care where you live. Get out. Go to the polls. Take somebody with you to the polls. Let's make something happen. It's time for us to stand up and to take this country back and to turn this state around. 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, we've got a couple of problems now on eastbound lanes of I-70 between Kipling and Wadsworth. A couple of wrecks there, one involving a semi, but they are off on the shoulder. But I would still watch out for some delays there through Wheat Ridge. We're back to normal on I-25 between Founders Parkway and Happy Canyon Road. Both of those incidents gone now off the north and southbound side of the interstate, and we're at good speeds near Founders. We do have a brand-new mishap, though, westbound 36 at McCaslin, so just watch out.
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution,
Someday, everyone will work this way.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So many other great folks. And it's all coming up this Saturday, the 11th. At Rocky 63rd and Federal. And while you're out there, take advantage of the matching down incentive still going on every single automobile. You put down some money, they'll put down some money, and you've got money towards your next car as a down payment. You put down 15, they'll put down 15, and you got three towards your next payment. And Rocky's is just full of really good people like the Alshire Brothers and Spanky and so many of them. But Operation Freebird is underway and will be going on Saturday. I believe it's between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, but you should call Rocky's to find out more information. And it's their big community involvement project by people who care about the community that they live and work in. Operation Freebird, it was a blast last year, and it's going to be a blast this year. Rocky's Autos, a corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Either get out there today and look at a vehicle, or, you know, of course, make sure you bring your entire family and enjoy the festivities of Operation Freebird.
I'm Thomas Young. I volunteered for the Army after 9/11. I was sent to Iraq, and on April 4, 2004, a round from an AK-47 hit my clavicle and my spine, paralyzing me from the chest down. My brother just returned from Iraq. Earlier this year, I watched on TV the day Marilyn Musgrave voted against billions in veterans benefits, health care funding to help disabled troops like me. I believe the reason I still have not had rehabilitation 2.5 years after my injury is because of Marilyn Musgrave's deciding vote to cut billions in veterans benefits. Marilyn Musgrave has no right to attack anyone on security or veterans issues. I trust Angie Piccioni. Angie Piccioni is tough. Angie Piccioni won't just say she'll support the troops. Angie Piccioni will vote in Congress to support the troops.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour, high today 64, intermittent clouds. J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, urging you to get out the vote. And don't forget about our election night coverage here on AM 760 Progressive Talk and complete coverage the next day. It's open phones 303-713-7600. We go to Ron in Longmont. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good to talk with you.
Nice to have you on.
I just had a comment. I want to talk about Ted Haggard, but I want to remind people that Andy Piccioni is not only running in Fort Collins and Greeley, but also in the Longmont area.
That's true.
And I'm very happy to say that as I drive around town, I see far more elect Angie signs than I do Marilyn Musgrave.
Oh, that's great.
And even in my local area where I think there are a lot of Republicans because they work for a lot of the big tech businesses around my area, where in 2004 they had a lot of elect Bush-Cheney signs out, not a single sign in their yard. So I don't know if silence is golden, if they're just too embarrassed, or what their situation is, but I don't see a lot of people who are pushing Bush in 2004 saying anything about Angie Piccioni for 2006.
Well, maybe what they're doing is they're going to quietly and silently they're going to cross over and vote for Angie against Marilyn because they know that Angie's the better choice.
Well, I hope so, and based on what I've seen, at least sign-wise in Longmont, I think she's going to do very well here.
I hope so. I really do.
I had an issue. It's not so much with Ted Haggard himself, who I think has a lot of personal issues, but it has to do more with these large mega churches that have evolved into more or less these political advocacy groups and political lobbyists. I think they've really kind of lost it in terms of these individuals, these leaders like Ted Haggard, who take these positions, their position of influence and their congregation, and try to push a particular political agenda. The whole essence of the creation of the church was really just to teach the Gospels, not to preach to people or preach them into submission to force them into a certain mindset, but it was a process of teaching. And from all the studies I've done with reading the Bible and such, you know, Jesus was not about politics. You can read about where he threw people out of the temple and scolded them for abusing a place of worship for business. You know, he was the guy who said, "Render unto Caesar's what is Caesar," when they were asking him about money and taxes. You know, he also said, "You can't worship both money and God. It's not possible." And today we see such a direct link between churches wanting to push agendas and be a powerful influence in politics. And I think that's counter to everything that Jesus represented.
Well, churches should, and these evangelicals should, take a step back and come to the realization that the GOP and that their leaders are interested in power, and they're interested in money, and they should step back, and they should reassess where they're coming from, and they should reassess the best way to deliver the Word of God, and they should reassess the best way to save souls, and is the best way putting people in political power, or is the best way staying away from the government? Any way you look at it, any way you split it, they're being used.
Right.
And I just hope, you would hope, because you don't wish harm on other human beings, you hope that they wake up and that they realize this and that they come to the understanding that they've been taken for a long, elaborate ride and that they need to get off.
I agree. And I think if you ask people within the congregations, I'd like to understand from them, what is the reason for going to a particular church in the first place? Is it to become excited in the political arena? Is it to get their talking points so that they can go out and decide what policies they want to vote on? Or is it just to understand the word and teachings of Jesus?
It's probably to understand the words and teaching of Jesus, but it's also probably about fellowship. It's also probably about belonging, and it's probably about charisma from leaders, and it's about doing what they've been told or taught that is right. And I think there comes a point in everybody's life, whether you're religious or you're not religious, that something happens and it's a warning shot, and you have to step back and you have to take an assessment of what's going on. And I think that this year their warning shot has come, and I think that they need to take that assessment.
I agree, and I would like to see them go back to trying to win hearts and souls and stay away from the political arena and stay away from trying to win votes.
I agree 100,000. You know what? The deal is they have to do this because to me, religion is not about political power.
Exactly.
And I'm not that well-versed. I just know that it's not about political power, and that it has gone too far, and that these folks engage in dishonesty like James Dobson. They engage in dishonesty like Jerry Falwell. Falwell sitting there on CNN on the Situation Room claiming he didn't know Ted Haggard. Come on.
Right.
You know, come on, Jerry. You know, come on, Jerry. And then when David Kuo's book is brought up, he says, well, I know some things about David Kuo, and he should have never been hired. And well, doesn't it say something somewhere in the Bible about gossip? About telling stories?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
About that kind of backbiting behavior?
Well, even in the Old Testament, Jesus always had a fallout with the Pharisees, who represented the structured political church of that time. They were a very strong political influence in the Jewish church, Jewish religion, in the synagogues. And Jesus always had a fallout with the Pharisees because they were very dogmatic in their approach to things. And Jesus was all about forgiveness, understanding, acceptance. The people he hung out with weren't like the top income earners. He was always in the most seedy parts of town, trying to save souls. It would be nice for individuals to step back and say, "My gosh, what have our churches evolved into?" And I think if they take a good hard look at it, I think they've gone the wrong direction.
It would be nice instead of having a dialogue and having a constant argument about the idea of how wrong it is for a man and a man to be together, or a woman and a woman to be together, or a man and a woman to be together out of wedlock. To me, it'd be a more attractive venture if they all got together and said, we have people living in the streets in this country. We have homelessness. We
Absolutely.
Have poverty, and a nation this great shouldn't have those things, and we're going to attack this problem, and we're going to fix it in mass. To me, that would be closer to the Word of God.
Right. I agree. I think compassion, understanding, I think those have gotten lost somewhere. Since Bush has gotten into office, things have been so divisive in this country. It's a pick from A or B, a do this or do that. You're either this or you're that. And I think that has set people on edge. I think it has caused people to just to take wrong directions and such. And I just hope we go back to what Bush first said was have a kinder, gentler a country. And maybe if that happens, people will start to look at some of these issues like gay marriage and gay rights and stuff and realize that it's just compassionate to let people be with people that they love.
Everybody is going to lose their temper. Everybody's going to get irrational at times. But what we need in this country is we need more civility.
Absolutely.
And less polarization, less name-calling, less craziness, and less threats, and more practical solutions to work things out. And where I'm really thrilled is we've got a guy running for governor in this state, Bill Ritter, who's all about that. We've got congressional candidates like Angie Piccioni and Ed Perlmutter and Bill Winter and Jay Fawcett and John Salazar that are all about that. And we've got so many different people running for all kinds of positions here in the state government, such as Joe Rice in 38 and Molly Cullum out there running. We've got all these people running, and what they really want to do is they want to fix things, not sit there and create more problems. And I think as a country, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm tired of all the name-calling. Let's just look at what's going on out there, and let's fix it.
I agree, and I hope Americans in this election look at this as not a football game where it's Republicans versus Democrats. I hope they look at this as either continuing a direction which is wrong for this country or making a change that benefits everybody.
I agree. Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome.
All
Have a good day.
We'll talk to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Enough of the arguing. Enough of the thing, either you vote for us or you'll die. All of this stuff. Yeah. Oh, boy, I just can't vote for a Democrat because the next thing you know, they're going to want to legalize polygamy and on and on. No. Let's fix the things that are bothering the country. Let's fix it. It's not about right or left. It's about doing the right thing. 9:46, 14, away from 10 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and a look at Progressive Traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're still seeing a slow drive across Wheat Ridge on eastbound I-70. A couple of accidents, so one involving a semi, making it slow through there. It's right around Kipling's where the problem is. Once you get past that, though, decent drive for the rest of the trip as you head into the Denver area. I-25 looks pretty good on both sides of town, the downtown area. Good speeds to the bridges and out of the tech center. No problems on 225 across Aurora. But if you're heading into Boulder, do have reports of an accident right there at McCaslin. Might slow you down on the Boulder-bound turnpike. Weather forecast, beautiful. Partly sunny with high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight. A little bit breezy along the foothills, low of 39. And 70s for the next couple of days before the next system moves in. Right now, though, it's 53 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sam's gives you fantastic cuts, colors, styles, and textures.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
And log on to am760.net. Cruise for cans and help someone in need with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
For the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that will save you money, and it's available only from the mortgage store. They have a new six-month with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages, they just go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. And the mortgage store is an Inc. 500 company that you can trust. They'll get results for you. They'll help you out every step of the way. They underwrite their own loans. They can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so call right now. That's 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments. It's not going to last long, so don't wait. Call now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free stock investing toolkit. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-893-1918. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-893-1918. That's 1-800-893-1918.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:52, and it's away from 10 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, by the way, high today is 64. Tomorrow's going to be a heck of a day. We'll be on the air tomorrow night between 7 and 11, I believe it is, with election eve coverage, Mr. Turk and myself, 7 to 11, and then we'll be back the next day to do the regular show. And by about 10 o'clock Wednesday, we ought to be totally and completely comatose and out of our minds. Let's go to Tommy in Chicago. Tommy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
More out of your mind than usual? Or?
more out of my mind than you've known me to be in the past, yes.
All right, 19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother Tommy, how are you?
Okay, well, tomorrow we have a chance to change this country as progressives, and if we don't come out and vote, then shame on us. I don't know how it is in Colorado, but out here in Chicago, they're saying there might be a lower than normal voter turnout.
Well, not here, man. It looks like it's going to be pretty good, and a lot of people here have already voted absentee and have already engaged in early voting.
Well, that's good. In some of the congressional districts, we're going to have a high turnout where we have some people to try to, especially for the seat for Henry Hyde. We have a former Iraqi veteran. She'll be running in that, Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah, how's she doing? How's that race going?
Well, it's real close right now. They say it's real close, but they're pretty confident that they're going to be able to pull it out. And Bill DeRed and Mac and some other members of the CPUSA, they've been out there every weekend campaigning for her. So it looks like, and there's a lot of television ads for that race going on right now.
That's great. You know what? She's really a good person.
Right. And a lot of negative ads here in Chicago for these things, especially for the governor's race, which is totally disgusting. Unfortunately, you say you have a good governor's race there. We have a poor choice here tomorrow.
Oh, you're talking about Blagojevich. Blow dry.
Right, correct. And Judy Bartopinka, the Republican state treasurer.
She's a nice person. She's just wrong.
Yes. Yesterday, it shows how that race is fairly close. Yesterday, there's a Green Party candidate, Rich Whitney. She had the press conference yesterday to announce that 12 years ago, Rich Whitney was a member of the Socialist Workers Party. Like, okay, like, is that a surprise that somebody in the Progressive Party, like the Green Party at one time, was a complete leftist?
Well, I don't understand what she would do. What bearing does that have on that? I mean, she should be concerned about Blagojevich, not the Green Party candidate.
Well, for people out there that don't know, you know, there's a lot of things going on right now where the U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating Blagojevich and members of his staff and how he's gotten money and stuff. So a lot of people in the state are disgusted with that. So she's hoping to pull those votes away. Some polls say that Whitney is going to get us up at least 10 to 12% of the vote. See, in Illinois, as you know, out in Colorado, you know, you have a lot of people in third-party candidates like the Prohibition Party and stuff out there. But in Illinois, as you know, we the Democrats and the Republicans completely shut out the third party. So this is the first time that we've had a complete slate of Green Party candidates running for statewide office.
Well, she's at about 38%, isn't she?
Well, yes, well... Yeah, but some have her as high as 41, and you know how those things are plus or minus 6 or 7 points. But, you know, the Democratic machine here in Chicago get to vote out for Blagojevich, you know, and it's really the only thing we can hope is that he gets indicted, and Pat Quinn, who was on your show in Chicago a couple times, I remember, that he can come in as governor.
Yeah, Pat's good people. Pat Quinn's really good people.
He's a progressive, and he supports the troops. That's how I get out with guys at work all the time. Just because we're leftist and we're opposed to this invasion of Iraq, it's not a war, it's an invasion of another country, it does not mean that we don't support the soldiers that serve there.
But I agree with that 100%, but I think that the people here need to understand that if you're living in Chicago, if you're living in Illinois, you're not faced with a great chance, a great choice, because Judy Bartopinka is a really nice person. She's a wonderful human being. She's just not what I would consider right on a lot of issues. On the other hand, Blagojevich, who I nickname Governor Blowdry, is, I'm trying to look for a polite way to phrase how he is.
How about this one, like I say, like the old Who song, old new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, you can't use that kind of language on the
right.
air.
But you don't want it, he's kind of swarthy or you don't want to say slimy. He's kind of swarthy. He, for people out there, he ran on this campaign that he was going to be new. He's going to take no more the old campaign contributions and throw the rascals out. When he's doing the very same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so
really, it's really unfortunate.
So you would not. It's not like here. I mean, where you don't. I mean, there you don't have a choice, a good choice. Here we have an absolutely clear cut, really, really great choice. Because we've got a guy, Bill Ritter, running for governor here, who is, man, I mean, he's just the best. I mean, he's the vision of the future for the Democratic Party.
You guys are lucky. So I've been out pushing the Green Party for governor, but I hopefully... I know how we used to get those heated arguments.
Yeah, we used to.
And Bill DeRed said it the other day at the cell meeting on Friday. He said... he said the same thing, but we got to get the Republicans out. But if the Democratic candidate is so poor, we can't be like these rightists and right-wingers who support the candidate just because he's a Republican. We got to push our progressive programs, and if we don't have a progressive candidate, then that can be a message to the Democratic Party that we, you know, put some of our guys up there too.
Well, you always have a chance, though, to influence the Democratic Party because you have a chance to influence it through the primary process, and then you have a chance to influence it, you know, on where you vote. But as I've said to so many other people, you're never going to get a candidate that's 100%, you would consider to be 100% perfect.
Oh,
so,
no.
So 75 to 80% of something is better than, you know, is better than zero of nothing. So in other words, anything is better in most cases. Not all,
right,
but in most, anything is better than run-of-the-mill Karl Rove-hatched GOP candidates.
Right. You're right about that. And like I said when I started out, we only have ourselves to blame if we can't get the vote out tomorrow and throw the rascals out, as they say.
Well, we're going to have to get the vote out. Tommy, be safe, man.
Right,
it's so good to hear your voice.
Take care. And say hello to that lovely wife.
Say hello to Michelle.
All right. 19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother. Talk to you.
Bye.
All right. In a cop parlance, 19 Paul, there is no job, big or small, that can't be covered by a 19 Paul. It is one of the most left-leaning police officers you will ever talk to. All right, tomorrow is going to be critical. Tomorrow is get out the vote day. Make plans now. We got to work on this. We got to turn the vote out. We got to get out the vote. It's the very, very, very last chance tomorrow. Tomorrow, the rubber meets the...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us.